You know what I'm going to do about it? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tweet my displeasure. That's right. I'm going to jump on social media and I'm going to tweet about it until my fingers bleed. I might even send an Instagram or a Vine. That's right. And on that tweet, in that tweet, in however many characters I get, I am going to threaten. That's right. If I don't get what I want, I'm going to riot. And if that doesn't work, then by God, me and my friend Mark, we're going to stop watching. That's right.
Oh, my mouth's fucking killing me.
Welcome to the WrestleCast, episode number 50. Number 50, sort of. Long story. Anyway, number 50, I have a very big panel. We're going to let Wayne go a little bit early tonight because he's not feeling very well. But start off the panel, I got Katie the First Lady. Hey, Katie.
Hello.
How are you? How's your rumble?
My rumble was interesting. We'll get into it.
Yeah, we'll get into it. Mop Jockey's here. What up, Mop? Where you at, Mop?
So I didn't know the internet sounded like Triple H.
Internet does sound like Triple H. Did you know that?
No, dude, yeah. That's news.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Wayne is here. Hello, Wayne.
I'm sick to death of that soundbite. You're so proud of it.
And the inspiration for that soundbite was Heavy Said. What up, Heavy?
I don't remember having inspiration to that soundbite, but sure, hell, why not?
You put it in GroupMe.
I did? I don't remember.
Yep, you did. And then Biohazard King is here.
What's up, guys?
What up? You on your way home?
I am.
Yeah, I can hear you.
You sound like me.
Yeah, you sound like Heavy. Frozen. Yeah. All right, so that's what we got this week. We got a bunch of fucking emails, including one we got from Ant the Vigilante, and we're going to play that real quick.
That douchebag.
Yeah, that douchebag.
Sorry, mate, what did you say about me?
I was just going to say, what a
twat. You bio Chevy? Yeah, it didn't think I was on, well, did
you? Did you just want to read it then, Ant? If you're here, you want to just read it then?
No, I thought okay. I'd just chirp in since I'm getting slagged off.
All right, then we will start
that's,
out with...
That's thing. That's our thing.
That's your two thing. We will start out with Wayne. Go ahead, and we're going to start with emails because we're going to let Wayne go. He needs to get some sleep. He's not feeling really well at all. So
no,
Wayne,
I'll stay on.
like we always do, start with the email.
Evidently, we're not
I'm
starting
with the
email. I'm a
trooper and I've got stamina. I'll stay here dying on the sofa.
His wife kicked him out of bed because he's sick. All right, so as we always do, let's start out with keep, toss, or improve. Katie, the First Lady, keep, toss, or improve from this wonderful week of wrestling.
Well, I mean, we'll get into the Royal Rumble later. I just want to say that I really enjoyed what they did for Raw last night. The interviews were great. I mean, the fact that they showed two of the most talked about matches from the Rumble for free is amazing. And I really like the showdown between Reigns and Brock Lesnar. I think it made Roman Reigns look a hell of a lot better than he's been in the last few weeks. Yep. And I really liked how the whole production came together.
Reigns was really good. Yeah, I agree. Reigns was very good. Anybody want to jump in on that?
How much do you want to see Heyman work with Reigns after he's done with Brock? Well, I do anyway. I just thought that was brilliant, that segment of Raw.
I don't know. I don't know if I want to see Paul work with Reigns. I still think Seth is probably a better fit, but I think it's because of the heel factor. You know what I mean, Wayne?
Seth don't need him, though.
Seth doesn't need him. Mop, what are you saying?
I was just going to say, yeah, I mean, Seth at this point doesn't even need Heyman. He's good enough on his own.
Yeah, he really is. Mm-hmm. He was good last night, too. Anybody else want to jump in on the interviews last night?
Well, not necessarily the interviews, but the fact that they now have a week to do damage control.
From the Royal Rumble?
From the Rumble, yes.
Damage control. Yeah,
mine was going to be a fill-in with Reigns, but I'll save it for mine.
I don't know if I would consider that damage control. I mean, they're just like, fuck off, you know?
Dude, they have a two-day trend of hashtag cancel the WWE network.
Fuck them.
Absolutely, but it's like a fucking cancer. It spreads.
I think it's been more helpful for them than fucking hindrance.
Yeah, hashtag cancel WWE network, yet they reached 1 million subscribers. Chew on that.
I know, right? I mean,
yeah.
If eat it. Suck it, right? Suck it! You know? Fuck them, man. Fuck those guys. Fuck all of them.
Oh, I agree, but...
And the funny thing is, most of those tweets I read, almost, I would probably say out of the, like, the 20, 30 tweets I read, I know that's not a good statistic or whatever, but out of the 20, 30, I bet, like, two of them were probably like, I'm going to cancel the WWE Network or whatever. The rest of them okay. were, fuck you guys, fuck you for being a bunch of bitches, stop complaining. All that other stuff. You know, why would you cancel WWE Network? It brings you so much good stuff when you can, you know, you're going to pay $54 for a pay-per-view and then you're going to pay $9.99 for a pay-per-view. Which one are you going to pay?
No, it'll be just like every other fucking stupid internet fan. They're going to cancel it today and then buy Fastlane, be fucking resubscribed.
Exactly. Katie,
which wouldn't be a bad idea because I reckon February is going to be a free month.
Oh, you think so?
That's the rumor going around, yeah.
Are you doing a water cooler already?
Oh yeah, I'm pulled my load too early.
Yeah, you gotta pull it back. Yeah, pull it back, Doc. Pull out, Wayne.
I'm gonna mention one more thing though. Okay. I love the segment with Dean Ambrose coming in from the snow.
Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious. That was a way of people that were taking what happened at the Rumble too serious just to chill out. And I hope they have something good planned for him soon.
I mean that's total Ambrose right there. Like just being on the ball, be like, okay, what do you want to do, Ambrose? Well, I'm gonna walk in. What do you mean you're gonna walk in? I'm gonna walk in. I'm gonna pretend like I walked from the fucking arena, you know? That's totally Ambrose. That. And the story.
Are they starting to make him a little too goofy?
I don't think last night was a little goofy. I think last night was more subdued than normal he is.
If you go back to like the therapy sessions, they were kind of goofy.
The therapy session I thought was, again, I think this when he talks rather than acts, it's a little bit better. But when he acts, he overacts. Like when he's throwing a hot dog, like the hot dog cart was just funny. But then taking the tongs was a little bit over the thing.
Well, if you heard the interview, I think Jericho did with him. That was all Vince. That was completely Vince's idea.
Yeah. If you guys get a chance to listen to that Jericho podcast with Ambrose, it's really informative. You learn a lot about where Ambrose is coming from, why he doesn't have the same entrance every time he comes into the arena, why everything is different. He wants to do anything and everything complete opposite of everybody in that fucking backstage.
He did an interview with Justin LaBar that was very similar, said some of the same stuff.
Yeah, a very good interview.
Yeah, I remember somebody else trying to do that. It didn't work out too well for the beginning of his career. His name was Punk.
Well, you know, there you go. Punk sucks. Katie, toss or improve?
I guess I'll just say the improve would be the Philadelphia crowd hating on Roman Reigns. I mean, I get it, but he didn't deserve all that.
I'm gonna disagree with you on that, and I'll tell you why. Because it's the same thing like Roman said in the interview. They paid for the amount of money. They paid to be there.
True.
So like Twitter, I don't get Twitter. Like the overall hate for Roman Reigns on Twitter is obvious craziness. Mm-hmm. It's just absurd. And I'm saying that as not a Reigns fan. You guys know how little of a Reigns fan I am. But the crowd, you know, if I'm paying for a ticket, I'm going to boo who I want to boo.
Yeah, that's the point. I mean, they could do whatever they want. It sort of sucked the energy out a little bit.
It does. I think it adds a little energy, too.
Yeah.
Not
a good kind of energy.
They just did on the whole match. It's like once Daniel Bryan got eliminated, they said fuck you to everybody.
You're right. They were pretty much sold as soon as Daniel Bryan got eliminated. They were like giving up. They didn't even really
it was like small pop for Ziggler and that was the only
Ziggler got a pretty big pop.
Not as big as Bryan.
Your shit when Brian got out.
I agree, Mop. Sandow got a bigger pop than Ziggler did.
Yeah, Sandow got a damn good pop.
Yeah, he did. He got a huge
pop. Of course, then they went right back to booing when he got eliminated. Yeah, I know. You know
that Ziggler sort of only got a meh sort of cheer because everyone thought Rock was going to be
in it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think Rock should have been in it, honestly. All right. Mop, keep tossing proof.
I'll just throw this one out because I doubt anybody else will say it. The fucking boogeyman. I fucking love the boogeyman.
You do? Really? You like
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
I thought it was a
Yeah, I agree with you. Boogeyman is one of my favorite characters.
Was that the one that FTW texted us on?
I don't remember when he texted.
You don't spit he comes out of his asshole, does he? In the Robin Peters man.
Oh damn! The FTW of this show is
Wayne's on
his mouth too now.
Wayne's on fire.
It was either that or another entry, but I think it was Boogeyman because that one was pretty awesome.
Why?
Or was it Dudley's? It might have been Bubba.
Bubba was number four, I believe.
I think three. It was three. It was later than three, yeah. I think.
Yeah, Boogeyman was number seven or eight.
Yeah, I don't know. Just him and Bray weirding at each other was pretty cool.
It was seven. It was number Boogeyman was number seven.
I wish they had a bit more interaction because it was very fast.
Well, I mean, it was part of Bray showing that he could be the dominant one.
Yeah.
And that he's just as weird as the Boogeyman.
Yeah, that was Bray's Rumble, man. That was Bray. Don't be mistaken that wasn't Bray's Rumble, because it was his Rumble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like I said on the commentary, I would much rather see Boogeyman versus The Undertaker. I mean, Bray Wyatt versus The Undertaker.
I'm torn. I don't know if I want to see Undertaker again.
I don't think Taker and Bray's going to happen this year, guys. I really don't.
I kind of hope it doesn't. I mean, I really do.
What were you saying, Bio?
The thing, I read something that said it's pretty much a lock.
All right.
That's why they've been trying to make him look strong.
Right. That is definitely the plan, but
is Bray supposed to lose or win?
Oh.
They never say that.
I would assume that Bray would lose that.
No, I'm assuming Bray would win.
I'm assuming Bray would win too.
That would be Undertaker going out on his back.
Yeah.
You got to remember, he's old school like that.
Everybody goes out on their back. Ric Flair went on his back. Triple H. Well, Triple H hasn't gone out yet, but Shawn Michaels.
Ric Flair went out.
Devil Vamp goes out on his back.
Devil Vamp always on his back. Chick on top always. Yo. All right, Mop. Toss or improvement?
Toss other than the crowd. The clusterfuck finish thing where they fucking rang the bell, but Rusev was still in.
Yeah, that was. I don't know.
What happened?
That was kind of cool.
No. It didn't make any sense because I'm like, didn't Rusev get eliminated? Is he still there?
Yeah, I forgot about
just
Rusev.
Just made Rusev look like a dick, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they just he just kind of throws him on over the top. I'm like.
When I rewatched it on Raw, I just kept envisioning like the animal from the Muppets just popping up out of nowhere going ah and running into the ring. I don't know why I did. I just did, like, just a classic Russian character, just like you thought he was dead in the movie and he just popped up and he's just like, I'm gonna kill you, and then all of a sudden the hero kills him in like 2 seconds. That's what I was thinking the whole time.
But yeah, I mean, there were several botches in the Rumble. The Titus O'Neil spot was botched up.
Yeah, that was botched.
Yeah,
that was botched bad.
Yeah,
they
said that was. They said it was a botch on everybody, though. It wasn't.
Yeah,
just Titus.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't.
No,
Titus.
No. Yeah, it was. It was all around.
I heard. Now, Dearmuth told me about this, I think, on GroupMe. He was talking about Brie fucking up something, and Paige had to remind her of something. Like Paige was screaming at her, going, "Brie, you're in the wrong place," or something like that.
Because it's fucking Brie Bella.
Well, I was just wondering if anybody else saw that. No? Nobody else saw it? Okay.
Brie, oh, and by the way,
Brie did botch the ending?
There was one spot where she did botch, and you can watch it. It was pretty bad. I don't know if she tried to do like a roll-up or some kind of... It was some kind of move she went to go do, and she fell instead of pulling the girl back. So I think it was Natalya fell on her leg or Paige or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, it was Natalya falling on her butt, because Natalya did most of the work in that match. But it was something. I'm pretty sure Dearmuth told me it was something about something like that. Go ahead, Mop.
I was just going to say, by the way, Brie Bella, the hottest chick on Total Divas, you're fucking insane.
I'm telling you, dude.
Dude, yeah, if you like fucking veiny fucking ribs and
no,
fucking
I mean,
nastiness,
no.
Yes.
I mean, like, I don't know, something about her just on Divas.
Are you just into hippie chicks?
No,
is
no, now I am, I will say this, I am watching the first, like, season and a half. I'm only watching whatever's on the network. I'm not seeing what's now. So, I don't know if
still fucking hotter.
Okay, all right, you say so. Wayne, keep toss or improve?
Nikki is hot.
Is that your keep or toss or improve?
Nah, just a statement.
All right.
See, I would say Brie is, but...
Yeah, anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
Right, this dude, right there, and Katie, who do you think's hot?
Katie, whose vagina would you lick first?
None.
Well, that's an honest
I'm
answer.
I'm not freaking Rosa Mendez.
Yeah, that's Wayne's fantasy right there. Yeah. Wayne, keep toss or improve, Wayne?
Improve the Rock bit. I'm glad that they used him with Roman Reigns with the family connection, but it was bad the way they'd done it. It was blatantly just rushed in. I knew the Philadelphia crowd was going to shit, so I didn't like it. I'd much rather, like on a Raw earlier to build to this spot that, like, Rock would have got attacked and then Roman Reigns saved him rather than the other way around. I just think that could have been done better.
So you're saying it's an improve?
Yeah.
Okay.
Rock looked shell-shocked after the crowd. He looked shocked just, like, standing next to him. He's like, whoa.
Well, he didn't expect to get booed because of, like, the extreme hatred, which proved that weren't just the situation. That was just they were going to boo whatever. That sort of...
So you guys think at this point they should turn Roman heel?
No.
So, if
you watch any of the other shows, he doesn't get booed. It's just a fucking Philadelphia crowd like that. The crowds you're going to get, your more fan interaction, is the ones that are going to boo him. Like, most of the time, he gets a huge pop. And that's what, it's just their boy Daniel Bryan got eliminated. So fuck you to everybody.
All right.
But you also got to think WrestleMania is going to be a similar crowd to what Philadelphia is.
WrestleMania is more of a European
Right, which is
crowd.
still a heel heavy crowd.
Definitely
so
an
anti-John. So guys like Brock are going to get cheered.
Hold up. So, WrestleMania is not European. That's world. There's a lot of Europeans, but I think there's a lot of from all around the world, period,
yeah.
Because what the event is.
I agree with that. I was sitting next to my WrestleMania. I was sitting next to Switzerland on my left, and I believe it was Italy on my right. Past my brother. I believe it was Italy on my right. So, yeah, I agree with that. I'm just saying that it's more
like
of a...
Japan was nowhere near you.
No, Japan was nowhere near. What the fuck does it have to do with anything? What the fuck are you talking about?
Do the Japanese like wrestling?
$1.
No.
No, it's $5.
God damn it. No, Wayne. There was no Japanese
people. You want
title
shot?
Oh,
you want God. Title shot? We all have title shot.
no Japanese near me. It was a very diverse crowd, definitely. But it's just like WrestleMania 30. It was a very smart crowd. They're not, when you're talking about WrestleMania, they're not fucking dumb. That's not the dumb people don't buy WrestleMania tickets. Well, I mean, I'm sure some dumb people do buy WrestleMania tickets.
Yeah, I was about to say.
The majority of people that buy WrestleMania tickets are hardcore fans. Is that a fair assessment?
Right, but those
intelligent because they have to have jobs because the tickets are so damn expensive.
Yeah.
Benefits don't cover it.
There you go.
But those are the things. Those are the crowds that are going to boo a Roman Reigns, who's basically John Cena 2.0.
So if they boo Roman Reigns, you think they're going to cheer Brock?
They'll absolutely cheer the hell out of Brock. So why not go ahead and turn him?
All right. Just throwing it out there. All right, Wayne. Toss or improve?
I've done improve.
Toss.
I ain't got another one, so I'll just say keep JBL on top of a freezing roof.
All right, heavy set. Keep toss or improve?
Skip me for a minute.
All right, Biohazard. Keep toss or improve?
I want to improve Roman Reigns in the sense of let him talk instead of Vince writing his script for him. Because last night during the interviews, he came off like he had this swagger about himself. And it was just the way it was more natural than the shitty promos he's been doing up to the Rumble. I think his character would be a little bit better if they just let him free reign it. Give him his bullet points and let him go.
I don't disagree with that at all. Anybody else?
Oh, my God, yes. There's a video that kind of followed him, like, leading up, him coming into the building and kind of getting ready for the Rumble. And it's just him talking like a normal person, and he's fucking great. He's got that I am so fucking cool you can't even see me,
which is good. It doesn't come off as a douchebag. It comes off as a more of a cool,
yeah, because he's not telling fucking giant beanstalk fucking gay ass nursery rhymes
or that he's Superman.
All right,
what do you want to keep or toss?
I want to keep something from Impact Wrestling, which is the Feast or Fired match.
Okay.
They could have had, like, they need more spots in it. Normally, I was talking to DRG about it. Normally, it's kind of iffy. This past week, it was solid. There was a lot of spots. Everybody had interaction. Even when they revealed the cases, I won't say who revealed what, just in case somebody hadn't seen it yet. But their reactions to what they got out of the case was golden. Even Robbie E, who got a case.
Well, isn't this a review show? So if you haven't seen it, well, too fucking bad.
Pretty much.
All right. I don't even watch TNA, and I know what cases were revealed because I've actually watched that video.
Go ahead, Bob.
Well, you had, for people that haven't seen it, it's four briefcases. You either get a world title match, a tag title match, X Division title match, or you're fired. And
they can't really afford to fire anybody right now, can they?
Well, the segment, when they revealed the cases, Magnus got the tag team, okay. Spud got the X division,
okay.
Aries got the world title, and Robbie E, the last two they were going to reveal was Aries and Robbie E. And Robbie E was like, what do you mean I'm going to get fired if it's in my case? No, I can't get fired. I'm not going to get fired. And then he thought about it and he was like, wait, Velvet Sky pulled the case down for me. It's your case. If somebody's fired, it's you, not me. And he was just a dickhead. Like, and then they revealed the case and his case was the one with the fired in it. And he was like, ha-ha! I'm not fired. You pulled the case down. You're fired. I get to keep my job. And he went so over the top with it. And it was the funniest thing that happened on Impact the whole night. I just love the Feast or Fired concept because it's like you don't know who's going to get what and it shakes up the whole fight.
Now, when one of them gets fired, how long do they stay fired?
It depends on storyline. A lot of times they used it to, like, Kurian got fired 1 year and they used it to kill off the character. Daivari got fired 1 year. They used it because he was getting released later, things like that.
Gotcha. Okay.
And Chavo got fired last time and he's still fired.
But that's what it was. It's like Curryman, the character, never came back. Daivari himself never came back. Chavo. So it's like a lot of times either they're killing off the character or they're not coming back. I'm sure this time they're going to. It makes me want to tune in next week to see how it's played off because it was Robbie's case.
On the UK tour, so.
Well, then they're probably going to play it off like she got fired or. And then whoever is probably going to bring her back, whoever they choose to be general manager. So. It depends. It makes me want to tune in to find out what they're going to do.
All right, cool. All right. Heavy set. Keep Toss or improve.
I know it was already said, but I want to keep Roman Reigns winning the Rumble.
Okay.
Because that was best for business. Actually, that is perfect because it gets into my toss, and that is having any more pay-per-views in some of these smarky crowds. Because if you're planning on, like, if you plan on having a big pay-per-view such as Royal Rumble, don't do it at a place like this. Because you will have finishes like this, or maybe at SummerSlam, when you have a guy like, Daniel Bryan finally win the WWE Championship, and he gets cashed in on. Shit like this is going to happen. I went on a rant after the pay-per-view of how dumb people are, how much of a baby in get used to it. Yes, WWE likes to cater to the fans, but guess what? It's not always about you. Because they did it once, they're expecting it again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, you had your free ticket last year. What, you want Daniel Bryan to win the Royal Rumble? Put this in perspective. Undertaker, who had been in the company for years, did not officially win the Royal Rumble until 2007. Granted, he had a WWE title shot against Sid at WrestleMania 13, but he didn't win the Royal Rumble that year because that's a completely different story and different history. So Daniel Bryan, he had his big WrestleMania moment, just like Undertaker. WrestleMania 13, that was his first WrestleMania moment. That was even before they even start talking about the streak. And you are bitching because the next year, Daniel Bryan doesn't win the Royal Rumble. He'll win it again, eventually. Give it fucking time. I'm getting sick of fans saying, I want something new. We're getting tired of John Cena and Randy Orton getting pushed down our throats. Well, here's Roman Reigns. Oh, no, we don't want that. We want something new. You got something new.
There's a Facebook page I follow, and I did the same thing. I was like, fuck you and fuck all of you. You're tired of John Cena. Here's Roman Reigns, who is new. They can build him, and you don't want fucking Roman Reigns. Fuck you.
This is the beginning of a new day. Yeah, a new day? But
almost did it.
You have a guy like Roman Reigns. He's going to win now. Sometime down the road, Seth Rollins is going to win it. Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
Dolph Ziggler. Daniel Bryan. It's imminent.
Yeah.
Just take this now. And you'll be happy with the Royal Rumble win you'll get next and so forth and so on. I think next year is going to be a big pot. That's what they have to book it around.
Yeah. Also, go ahead. Katie, go ahead.
I also think that the fact that it doesn't guarantee somebody will be a star if you win the Royal Rumble or not. I mean, there's plenty of guys in the Hall of Fame that never won a Royal Rumble and they still became success stories. So
then that's right now. That's the line that Dean Ambrose is treading. What are you going to say, Mom?
I was just going to say, in him winning actually leads to the perfect story coming out of WrestleMania, and that's him and Rollins, which they never really, I don't think they ever touched on after the Shield breakup, did they?
Not that much, no.
So they still have that to play on. He's got the briefcase to play with. They have story coming out of WrestleMania with him having the title.
Yeah, I'm pretty. I mean, we've all been calling Roman Reigns he's gonna come back. He's gonna win the Rumble. He's gonna go in the WrestleMania. He's gonna beat Brock Lesnar. He's gonna have that huge win in his back. And then now, I mean, it's almost imminent that Seth Rollins is gonna cash in on his ass and win the title, right?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah. That to me is the best story coming out of it.
Yeah. So it'll go from boos of, you know, right now that we foresee, unless Roman somehow flips in the next 2 months, it'll go from boos of him winning the championship to cheers of Seth Rollins winning the championship, which I don't see Seth Rollins getting cheers either, you know?
He'll definitely get the cheers for cashing in.
If they do it at WrestleMania or they do it at the night after, which remember, who called that shit months upon months ago, if they do it then, you got the crowd that's going to react like when Dolph Ziggler cashed in.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, all right. What else, Heavy? What else you got?
That was both of mine, but actually, I'm going to throw another keep.
Okay.
I want to keep Enzo Amore on Instagram. Whenever he puts out videos, they're fucking hilarious. I liked the last video that I had seen that he did. He was talking about, so he was pumping up an interview that he was doing, you know, and like he was spouting off really quick all his stuff, and then blah, blah, blah. And he's like, and if you don't consider yourself SAWFT, and then right as he said that, Sami Zayn walked from behind him and went, soft, turned around and went, how you doing? Pretty good. Just that internet, I love that.
All right, cool. All right. Anybody else got anything before we move on to the pay-per-view this week?
Yeah, I can't believe anybody or nobody said for a keep was that title match.
That was the best triple threat match that they've had for the title in a little while.
No shit, and nobody kept that as their keep.
Well, I mean, I didn't do my keeps this week.
Some of us are keeping it as the best of the week.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't. Oh, yeah, that's true. I didn't do my keeps or toss this week, so I mean, that's fine. It's I mean, we're already running. Everyone is a really high today, so I'm pretty happy with what we've done. All right, go ahead, Bo.
Hold on. I know I shat on it a few months ago, and I kind of want to just touch base on it. Kid and Cesaro, I'm starting to love as a tag team.
Fucking fantastic.
I was like, man, they just fucking threw them together, and here we go again. But I like them.
I'm glad
love
you
their,
like them.
Their brass ring club t-shirts, the playoff Bullet Club, and...
I didn't even realize that during Rumble. We were talking about them. We were talking, and then we were just talking how good they are and how much we like them.
Yeah, so I had to retract my, fuck them, they're just throwing together. They're actually putting effort into a tag team match, and that's I like that.
Okay, cool. Well, honestly,
I don't remember if it was Bio or Daramid that brought it up in GroupMe that the tag team was Cesaro, Adam Rose, and Tyson Kidd, so it's spelled out Cat.
It was probably Daramid, because I didn't say anything.
I didn't realize that. Oh, my God.
And his knee pad or shin pads. It one said cat and the other said fact.
Yeah. We talked about that in the live broadcast. If you guys want to go back and hear a lot of this stuff, man, go back to the live broadcast. You can watch it while you watch Royal Rumble. Pretty entertaining, we think. Hope you like it. All right, so pay-per-view picks going into Royal Rumble. It was DRG with 33, Heavy Set with 27, Wayne is Baker with 24, Devil Vamp with 22, Katie the First Lady with 18, and Biohazard with 15, and Ant at 0. Excuse me. First match on the pre-show was The New Day versus Tyson Kidd and Cesaro and Butthole. Heavy Set picked New Day. He was wrong. DRG picked... Oh, the winner was Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. DRG picked New Day. He was wrong. So the only two got it right was Biohazard and Devil Vamp. Second match on the pay-per-view was the Outlaws. The first match on the pay-per-view was the Outlaws versus Ascension. Outlaws lost. DRG, Biohazard, Katie the First Lady, Devil Vamp, Wayne, and Ant got it right. The only person that got it wrong was Heavy Set.
Fuck you. Sorry. It's cold up in the north.
That's fine. Second match was Usos versus The Miz and Mizdow. Everyone guessed Usos except for Ant. Everyone was right except for Ant. The Usos won. Next match was Paige and Natty, which we call Team Boner, versus the Bella Twins. Katie the First Lady and Wayne picked Bella. They were right. Everyone else was wrong. Last match of the night was Brock versus Cena versus Seth. Biohazard, Katie, Devil, and Ant picked Brock. We were right. Everyone else was wrong. They all picked Cena. And then the Royal Rumble, which was a +10 to anybody who got the exact winner right, like because I'm an idiot. Devil Vamp and Wayne get it wrong.
Can we get a replay really quick of Daniel Bryan getting kicked out in your commentary?
No!
That needs to be a soundbite.
Devil Vamp and Wayne picked Bryan. We were wrong. Everyone else picked Roman Reigns. They were right. Heavyset did a plus bonus one on a cash-in. There was no cash-in. It's a minus one. DRG did a plus one on a Paul Heyman turn. That was a minus one. Biohazard King did a plus two on a Sheamus eliminates Bryan. That was a minus two. And a plus two on Meanie, Blue Meanie in the Royal Rumble. That was a minus two. Katie the First Lady did a Miz will eliminate Miz Dow. That was a minus one. Reigns, Bryan, Ziggler, and Orton being the last in the Rumble. That was a minus one. Wayne did a plus three on RVD. That was a minus three. And Ant did a nothing equals nothing with Big Show eliminating Cesaro. And that was a zero.
Nobody
so
got their bonuses.
After no one got any type of bonuses right whatsoever. After the Rumble, this is the standings, guys. DRG is at 44. Heavyset is at 37. Katie the First Lady is at 30. Devil Vamp is at 28. Biohazard King is at 25. Wayne is a Baker is at 24. And Ant is at 13. And that is where we are, guys, ladies and gentlemen. And this is going into the next pay-per-view, going into Fastlane. I'm going to go to each and every one of you and get your thoughts on the pay-per-view overall. And then I'm going to play Ant's comments. Katie, what's your thoughts on the pay-per-view?
Well, it was a good pay-per-view. I mean, the triple threat was awesome. Probably the best match of the night. Royal Rumble had its good moments. It was nice to see Bully Bubba Ray and DDP. Obviously, Daniel Bryan wished he was there a little bit longer. But all in all, I think it ended in a lot of people's eyes the way it was supposed to, with Roman Reigns winning. But I thought it was an okay show.
Okay. All right. Mop Jockey, give us your thoughts about Royal Rumble pay-per-view in general.
I'm just kind of the same. I thought it was a good show. Nothing really aggravated me other than... It seemed kind of a clusterfucky. A couple of spots were kind of clusterfucky, but I mean, it was a good show.
Okay, all right, Wayne.
Yeah,
he's dead.
Nothing. Go ahead, Wayne. Go ahead, Wayne.
I was speaking, and then suddenly someone butted in.
imagine that on the WrestleCast.
You were on for too long, and I said you died.
Died of a toothache. Go ahead, Wayne.
No, good pay-per-view. I think, to be honest, all you needed to see was what was shown on Raw the next night due to the weather conditions and everything. But people shout on the Rumble. I'm sorry, but that's still going to be one of the better matches of the year just because I'm like a Royal Rumble mark and everything. And that triple threat and that was just incredible. Some of the spots that Rollins did was just awesome. Yeah. And the chemistry like him and Brock had. And to be fair, Cena as well, got to put him back in it. You know, that just was an awesome match at Triple Threat alone. Could single-handedly make a pay-per-view.
Yeah. All right, Heavyset, the one who only got two right.
Oh, yeah. Well, I got one right, and then I risked something. So going in the Rumble, I walked in with a zero.
Yeah, that's true.
And then luckily, Roman Reigns won, got me 10 points, so believe that. It's kind of like what we said on the commentary. I think I do give it a B+.
Mm-hmm.
There are probably worse spots that could have been better, and that crowd really, really brought it down.
I think a couple more single matches would have been pretty cool.
Yeah, there was none.
No, there wasn't any at all. None at all. They're all tag matches.
I'm really hoping WWE plans a really big winner for next year and try to build somebody up like that, whether it be a Rollins, an Ambrose, a Ziggler.
Wade Barrett.
Somebody who wins and, it, like, the place just goes crazy. You need to have, like, actually, I'll compare it to when Dolph Ziggler cashed in. That place blew up when his music went off.
Yeah.
You need the same thing for the Royal Rumble. When that person wins, everybody just goes crazy.
Just shocked. A shocking
they go,
Royal Rumble.
They go a good crazy, yeah. Not a bad crazy.
Yeah. Biohazard, you watched it after our commentary. Hopefully you listened to our commentary at the same time.
Nope.
I know you didn't. That's why I asked you. I know you didn't.
I thought it was overall was a great pay-per-view. It's just the fact that the crowd kind of killed most of the momentum that they were building. I went on a couple like websites and Facebook pages, and I just told everybody to fuck off because everybody. There was a couple admins of pages that were like, "Oh, fuck WWE," and they were doing the smart internet thing. And it's like the pay-per-view was great. What, you want Daniel Bryan to win every fucking match?
Yeah, no, they do.
Fuck off. He had his moment last year. You need to build new stars now. Daniel Bryan is not going to be somebody who can rest the whole company on with all the injuries he's had, even this past year, the neck injury. You're only going to get a couple more years out of him, maybe 5 years tops. Then what? You have Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt. I mean, you have all these new guys. Even Dolph Ziggler's still got more years than Bryan left in him. So it's like you need to build these stars. Fuck you for shitting all over this good pay-per-view. Yeah, there were spots they botched. They could have been better, but...
I'll throw out there with Daniel Bryan. Granted, he didn't win the Royal Rumble last year, but he had one of the best, one of the highest point WrestleMania moments of like winning the championship
of all time.
In my personal opinion, it was the best since Shawn Michaels winning at WrestleMania 12.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hands down. Yes. Absolutely. And we talked about it the whole entire year. We knew they were going for that. We knew they were not going to miss the chance of everyone in the entire 70,000 people in the arena saying yes at the same time he was. They were not going to miss that chance because that's something you can replay for the rest of the WWE's life. You can't, that's a moment you can't get away from. And it's just too perfect. It's just too underdog. It's too successful. Anyway.
And then even to top it off, after he won, like a month later, half of the people that were cheering for him told him he sucked.
I know.
So fuck you. Yeah. Let Roman Reigns have his moment. Other people got to have a WrestleMania moment. You can't just be Daniel Bryan.
Yeah,
and
I mean.
Granted, even if they put the company on his back, he might win one, but it's going to be later on. Don't let him do it now.
Did anybody watch the WWE 24 documentary?
Yeah, I did.
Yes.
I have not.
Very cool.
It was very cool. It actually made me want to cry a little bit, though.
Hey, I cried.
I teared up.
I cried. I did. Seeing Connor, yeah, I cried. I was like, I was gone.
I knew that was going to be your crying moment.
Yeah, I know. This is the thing that gets me about the Royal Rumble. Okay, and Heavy questioned me after. If you guys listen to commentary, Heavy questioned all of us afterwards because I was just like, I was irritated. Wayne was being annoying that night, and Katie was being annoying with her audio, and it was just everyone was irritated.
Why was I being fucking annoying?
You're always annoying.
You were using that voice. You know.
Yeah, I was about to say. I wonder why. that was Katie, by the way, Wayne. That was Katie.
Thank you.
Okay, so this is the thing. Again, Heavy questioned me why I was like irritated. And it wasn't the Rumble. I always expect to be something of a surprise. And the fact that it wasn't a surprise was just probably the little bit of a letdown. And I know we'd been calling Roman Reigns since literally probably the beginning of this year. Last year we've probably been calling Roman Reigns since Brock beat Undertaker. We've been saying, okay, Reigns is the next one up. He's the next one that's going to beat. He's going to be Brock, have all the Brock win from Taker, go to Roman. Yeah, we understand that. I just think being a surprise would have been a little bit better for me. I'm not saying it's bad. I enjoyed the Rumble. If you go back and listen to the commentary, I said I enjoyed this Rumble. Like three-fourths of the way through the Rumble, I was saying, this is a fucking good Rumble. Like, this is great. There's been slow parts. There's been fast parts. There's been a bunch of people in the ring. There's been only a little bit of people in the ring. We've seen moves. We just haven't seen a bunch of people. Like, I hate battle royals. Because they start in the ring and then they just start beating up each other, which makes no sense. Like, why would you just start beating people up? It just makes no sense to me. So the Rumble to me was a very good match. The triple threat was good. Even the Divas match was good. The Tyson Kidd versus New Day match was good. The Outlaws versus Ascension, it was okay. The Usos versus Miz and Mizdow was fantastic. It was a great fucking pay-per-view. I give it a B+, hands down. For me personally, I just think it would have been better if somebody surprising would. Didn't have to be Brian. Doesn't have to be Brian. I would have been happy with Brian, but it doesn't have to be Brian. It could have been somebody else. But Reigns is the guy that they're going for, which is fine. I mean, it's okay, especially since they stopped fucking scripting his shit. Like, I like him a lot more since they stopped scripting his stuff. And if you go back to the last two WrestleCasts, you'll hear me go, well, Reigns was really good in here. Reigns was really good in here. You know, that's really all I have to say. Is anybody want to talk about that?
The thing that I question anybody, though, is who would you rather see go up against Brock Lesnar than Roman Reigns? It's the story's been built there between the two.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't have an answer for that. You didn't ask me that last night, but I don't have an answer for that. I really don't. I mean, I guess Roman would be the best candidate, which is why I said it at the fucking beginning of last year, which is why I said it. You know, no, I don't want to see Cena and him go again.
Nobody wants to see Cena in the main event anymore.
No,
I think I don't mind seeing Cena in the main event. The thing that I brought up many times is it's not about Cena winning. It's about Cena losing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he doesn't need the title, but he needs to be able to drop that title to someone and you'd be able to go, oh, man,
yeah,
that was awesome.
Now Cena and Reigns, again, it's the same. It's just like putting Cena and Reigns and Brock together. That's the same thing to me. Wow, I guess.
One more time?
Cena and Reigns is just like Brock and Reigns. I mean, it's just like, yeah, just like Brock and Reigns to me. It's the same fight to me. Other than the fact that Brock is obviously going to be more dominant than Cena is. Cena will probably get beat up a lot more than Brock will.
Yeah, it's if you just look at the story that they've been building, that a lot of people look past, they're these two guys who are just dominant and they're on a collision course. Mm. You could technically make this a three-way if you wanted to throw in Rusev.
Yeah, you probably could.
Because that they've all been on that line, but Brock Lesnar and Roman Reigns have been on more of the higher scale of it all. So it's like, all right, Brock Lesnar, he beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. We're going to forget all those losses he had for that. But he beat freaking Undertaker, broke the streak at WrestleMania.
Which makes him practically invincible.
Yeah, well, then there was that. Beat the blood and piss out of John Cena at SummerSlam to win the title.
Yep.
And in the two rematches, they were both kind of split, a little bit different. I mean, it wasn't as dominant, but he established a presence.
Yeah.
I'd said many ways that I thought they should have booked it, or like one way I thought about it. But the one way, another recent way I thought about it too, is now he beat two people at the same time.
Yeah.
So now he has all this coming into WrestleMania, and we all know the kind of Roman Reigns has been going through everybody for the past year. So who's the one that's going to finally lose, obviously? Actually, if they want to surprise us, they'll make it fucking Lesnar.
I know, but they won't do it.
Yeah.
Biohazard, go ahead.
Go ahead with what? I didn't say anything.
No, you were saying something. You don't want to say, you got nothing now. Anybody want to talk about that?
No, he pretty much covered all bases. Okay. So it's,
anybody, Wayne?
Am I the DRG of WWE?
Evidently.
A little bit.
Mop, Wayne?
The only thing I'll add is, if you weren't surprised by it, it's because you ruined it for your damn self.
I know. WWE's
fault that you sat there and talked about Reigns and read this about Reigns and heard this from this podcast and everything else.
No, and that's what I was thinking about.
It's like, your own fault.
Yeah, after the Rumble, I was watching the after Rumble, actually, I went to sleep because I had to be working the next morning. But the next day, I was watching, after Raw, I was watching the 24 Hours, and I was thinking about it. I was like, you know what? Heavy was right, man. It's not... I've been calling it since, you know, fucking forever. I should have been more happy that Reigns won, because I've been saying it that Reigns was going to win forever. And I don't know. It just, for some reason, I don't know. It just left a bad taste in my mouth at the time. Now it just makes sense. And I'm a little bit more excited because I got to see them interact with each other a little bit more on Raw. A very interesting and different Raw compared to normal. Which wasn't, I don't think it was that bad of a thing.
They
actually
should have set up the fucking WrestleMania 27 ring or 28 ring on the roof and just had a match.
In the snow.
That would be fucking awesome.
If you watch, there's a YouTube thing that they do, WWE Warehouse.
Yeah.
The ring had heaters up under it, so it would blow heat into the ring. So it was like 12 degrees, or it was cold outside, and then when you in the ring, it was like 70 degrees.
I don't know. I really. The funny thing is that Raw.
I turned Raw off. I'm not gonna lie.
That Raw, I really enjoyed. It was a very completely 100% different type of experience that I've ever seen. It was more like a television show and less like a wrestling show. Yeah. What's the ratings, Wayne?
It went up. It
went up from last week.
I knew it went up.
Basically, the hourly breakdown was: hour one was 4.46. Hour two was 4.65, and then hour three was 4.13.
Which is normal.
So basically, we're up to 4.42 for all 3 hours, That's up from last week's 4.09.
Wow, that's a big up.
Last year's Royal Rumble Fallout show got 4.71.
Oh, yeah, so it's slightly down from last year, which is understandable. This one probably because
then
they,
again, was last year a little bit higher because of all the controversy that surrounded Punk.
That's a good point, too.
Well, plus you can also take into all of the Northeast being basically locked in their homes, too.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, last year was more of a why is everybody so mad Daniel Bryan didn't win? It's the road to WrestleMania starts. Let's see what happens. Brock Lesnar beat the shit out of Big Show. That doesn't matter. Daniel Bryan beat Bray Wyatt. Well, Batista came back.
Phil Brooks left the company.
Phil Brooks left the company.
Now, he didn't do that until Monday night, though, didn't he?
He didn't show up for Monday night.
Right, so that wouldn't have come out. At the building, yeah.
He was at the
building. Word came out before Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, and Wayne, you also have to consider, too, that there was a huge thing on Twitter about Raw was actually canceled when, in fact, Raw wasn't canceled. But
just
Raw,
the live event.
Yeah, Raw was kind of canceled. You know what I mean? It's hard to describe.
You talking about yesterday?
Yeah. 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 Twitter said Raw was canceled, including an article that Wayne put on Facebook. But technically, Raw was not canceled. The TV show Raw was on TV.
Right. But .com actually had something posted about them not having an actual show, but they would do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. They even sent out, if you have the app, they sent the alert out too.
So, in other words, it was very confusing for a lot of people. So, I do understand why people wouldn't have tuned in more than last year. So they did. So in my opinion, I think they did a fantastic job last night. I really do. They didn't show us anything old, at least that old. They showed new stuff. And I want to talk about this real quick. Rocky Mountain High, you're a fucking dickhead, okay? And I want to say this. And
where does that come from?
It came from him and I talking about all night last night about this shit. Because he watched Raw last night, okay? And he said a lot of good things about Raw last night. But he wanted to talk shit about how WWE is making hugely bad decisions about putting the Royal Rumble and the Triple Threat match on TV. What the fuck else are you going to do? Run a rerun?
No, I understood where he was coming from, because it was like, it's something WCW did, but the difference that I don't know if it was thought of, the difference was WCW's pay-per-view cut out in the middle of the show.
That's a huge difference.
I don't necessarily agree with the fact that they should have played the Rumble in its entirety, or so to speak.
First of all, they didn't play in the entirety.
Yeah, that it's just what they said. That's why I used air quotes, but you can't see them.
Yeah.
See, if
good one, Wayne.
Yeah.
Chris is a baker now.
Wayne's giving me the middle finger right now.
Look, the thing is that Rocky Mountain High, and as much as he knows I love him, and as much as I love him, he sits back and he quarterbacks every fucking decision that WWE makes or any wrestling company makes, and he looks at the fucking stock market, and he looks at this, and he looks at that, and he says a bunch of shit he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Well, stocks actually went up too.
That's what I said it was going to do, actually.
It did. It went to 12:50 when it closed today.
All I'm saying is the fact, well, it is WrestleMania season. You're going to get more viewers through WrestleMania season.
Coming off of canceled WWE Network, you would think, oh, it's going to drop. And
oh, that's the announcement of the target of the 1 million subscribers.
And the funny thing is that came, they knew Monday, and that came out today. So they knew right after Rumble that it went up.
This is the thing I'm talking about. You think you know what you're talking about, but you don't know what the job is like. You don't know what the position they're in. You don't know what you're talking about unless you're at that fucking company. End of story.
You also got to take into account, when was the last time a Raw actually, at least the live portion, get canceled like that?
Never. It's never happened, ever.
Exactly. This is an extreme circumstance that they had to find a way to appease USA, the audience, and everyone with.
Yeah.
So why not show and highlight what's on the network?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Mott.
That's another point. They're just like, they showed the pay-per-view. They could have done like, oh, here, you can catch this on the network and things like that.
But they didn't.
Like, if I understand one match, like the Rumble match itself, because we knew when you come into Raw, they're going to say, hey, Roman Reigns won. You could see that. But the good-ass title match, like, I don't think they should have put that on Raw.
Fuck that, dude.
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, absolutely they should have. You know why? Because they still have to maintain an agreement they made with USA Network. They have to maintain NBC. They have to maintain an agreement they made with NBC to get fucking ratings. They have to still provide all their content of that night. They can't just fucking fake it. And what's the best way to keep your viewers? Show the shit that you just made everybody pay for. That's the best thing. That's the most recent
move, actually.
It is a smart move. It's a very smart move as far as a business is concerned, Katie. You show the most recent content that you have because it's it's a never happened situation. This is a never happened, as Mop said. It's a never happened situation. What do? Go to your you just had an amazing Rumble. You just had an amazing triple threat match. Why would you not show that and then have all those guys that either won or were involved in that match on interviews?
And I think it was they did that. That was, you talk about damage control. I think by doing that, it did do some damage control a little bit.
And you got to see, a personal aspect of each person that was directly involved in all those matches.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't have done it better.
Yeah, it was good. I loved it.
I think the closest thing that WWE has had anything like this in the many years Raw has been on is
the deaths.
The what?
The deaths.
No. I'm not counting those.
Okay.
Well, hell, when it comes to death, the only one they did that for was Benoit.
I thought they did it for Guerrero too.
No, they had
those,
a show.
Those were tribute shows.
Okay, all right.
They did kind of a best of for Benoit, the same way that a couple times they've done like best of at the end of the year.
Okay, gotcha.
But, no, the only thing that comes close to that was they had a scheduling problem, I think, with Denver Nuggets Arena, whatever that is in Denver, because they were in the NBA playoffs.
Oh yeah.
And they had scheduled the same day.
Oh yeah.
But WWE got a good enough head notice where they were smart. They booked Raw instead in, I think, LA. So it was kind of like this, ha ha, you know, fuck you Nuggets, we're gonna go where the Lakers are. But I mean, that's something they had a lot of, at least a week or two head notice on. This was 24 hours, not even.
Not even 24 hours. They had that day, like that morning, they were starting to close the fucking streets and they only got like, what, an inch of snow or some shit?
Did they miss a show for September 11th?
No.
They didn't even miss one?
No, because September 11th, we were talking about this in group meeting. I think Dan brought
it up. Well, on a SmackDown, they all come out onto the ramp.
They did the SmackDown live Jesus a couple Christ. Days after.
Go ahead, Heavy.
September 11th was on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So that was going to throw out messing up Raw. And like Katie said, they ended up doing it live a couple days later.
Yeah, they canceled a couple football games or something. And then they canceled something. They were the first ones to do the arena.
They canceled baseball games. Some baseball games got canceled.
Yeah, they canceled the whole week of the NFL and moved it. They got rid of where there's 2 weeks between the end of the playoffs and the Super Bowl. They got just was one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then so they were the first ones to have a big, and the arena wasn't even all the way full. But
and if I remember, granted, it came from Cole, so, but he said that starting at, I think he said 9 o'clock, there was a no travel.
That's what it ended up.
Yeah, that's what it was.
The blizzard. This week there was a no travel. There was a no travel ban.
Basically, the fans could have gotten to the arena, but they couldn't have left.
Correct. Yeah, they weren't allowed to leave. Because you weren't allowed on the roads. All right, let's see your aunt real quick, guys.
You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. You can't always get what you want. But if you try sometimes, well, you might find.
We today are the most impatient breed of humans that have ever existed.
I want a burger.
Fast food.
I want sexual relief.
Internet.
I want control of my TV.
Reality TV. We think it's our divine right to call the shots over wrestling and everything else in our lives in this control freak generation. I don't want to sound like an old bastard, but back in my day of no Twitter or Facebook or even the internet for that matter, this minor situation at the Royal Rumble would never have been exemplified by having my views in my mum's house posted to Fat Greg's mum's house in North Dakota and the rest of the world for that matter. But I digress. The days when we thought that wrestling wasn't kayfabe, were the best to me and more likely to you because we felt that we couldn't control the outcomes of our heroes' actions. So it felt real to us, damn it! Now we shit ourselves if WWE don't book anything the way we want it. I understand to get the best out of a product, unpredictability is essential so that we don't always know what the outcome will be. But on the flip side, isn't predictability more realistic to the factors of outcomes of an essentially real, inverted commas, sports show? You know every time Floyd Mayweather steps into a boxing ring that he will win, but it certainly doesn't stop me watching it. We knew Reigns would win almost 4 months ago, but we should see this because he's an unstoppable force, not because he's being pushed by the stars, by the machine. So here is my idea going forward to keep everybody happy. Revert the name back to WWF. That's right, and call it the World Wrestling Factor. We can vote each week as to who we want to win every match and outcome via a phone call that costs 99 cents. Win-win for everyone! We can even control storylines. Ring 01 for Paige's tits. Ring 02 for Natalia's tits. Ring 03 for Brie Bella's. Oh, never mind. That way, if we don't get the outcome we voted for, we can turn on other fellow internet brethren. We can tear each other apart, rather than the product itself. All whilst the new WWF's ivory tower grows larger than ever, and Vince McMahon starts wearing his trousers high like Simon Cowell. Okay, now I'm getting back to reality. I'm done with my negative and pessimistic outlook going forward on wrestling. The Royal Rumble, albeit in Philadelphia, and now I'm a Giants fan, so I know Philadelphia fans are absolute arseholes. But that being said, I've come to the conclusion that I don't have a problem with the product itself. But I have a problem with the 0.1% of fans that watch it and feel the necessity to shit on everything. Remember, if you shit on everything, I can only come to the conclusion that you must be full of shit yourself. My final theory is that the internet is both a curse and a cure on humanity. We can have amazing conversations with our friends across the ponds on podcasts that we produce for people's enjoyment. But there will always be bedroom vigilantes, not me, that will take the internet and use it for hatred. So in conclusion, the internet is the modern day religion. Yay! Bring on the trolls! And the vigilante out.
This just in, Devil Vamp now hates the internet.
All I was thinking for that is, God, he sounded like an educated heavy.
He did, didn't he?
And this is now the end of DSJMP and DSJMP WrestleCast forever.
This is the last.
And good night.
This is the last episode ever. No, he makes a lot of good points. Did you guys? I mean, I think we made a lot of those points as we went along. Anybody want to say anything about that?
Yeah, I'm gonna call bullshit on him staying positive.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I would agree there. But I 100% agree with what he said. Internet, you're able to go online and just see, oh, this person's gonna be there tonight, and it's not a surprise anymore. So it's like, it is kind of killing it. But
there's some amazing things that happen on the internet. A lot of people get together for great reasons.
Hold on, before Heavy chimes in, you have the power to not do that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't want to be spoiled, don't go on spoiler websites.
I don't do that.
I do it. But if there's something like, oh, this person's rumored to be there, I'm going to tune into Raw to see if they're actually fucking there.
Mm-hmm.
Like when Brock Lesnar came back, it was like, oh, Brock Lesnar's at the arena. And I said, well, hell, I want to see Brock Lesnar come back. I want to see what he's going to do. And that
Cena. F5 Cena?
Yeah, when he
Cena.
It wasn't even that he was in the arena.
Yeah, I knew it was going to happen.
Checking shit out on social media, but yeah. I remember he was in town WrestleMania weekend talking about a contract. So it was like, oh yeah, he has to come back.
Bio, I wasn't even.
I went to a WrestleMania party wearing a Brock Lesnar shirt, hoping he would come out.
Bio, I wasn't even part of this community or even knew you before then, and I went home going, I bet Brock's going to come back because he wasn't in the UFC. So I was like, I bet Brock's going to come back at Raw. And I didn't even watch Raw. My brother called me. He's like, dude, Brock came back. F5 scene. It was fucking awesome. Blah, blah, blah. You know?
Yeah. Like some of the Royal Rumble entries, like Bubba Ray, I think they said that he was in the town, and DDP was rumored to be in it. I watched the Rumble anyway. I wanted to see them get in the ring. And you know, move around for a little while. But
yeah,
it for me, I like it because it helps me go, well, I want to see what the fuck they do. But at the same time, I can see his point that people are getting on it, not thinking about it. And they're like, well, fuck it. I'm not going to watch it now that I know what's going on.
Mop, you want to say something?
It's like reading a book. If you read the first two chapters, skip to the end and read it, and then jump back and get to the end again, and you're like, well, that sucked. I saw that. Well, no fucking shit, because you done read ahead, motherfucker.
Yeah. Katie, you want to say anything?
Yeah, spoil it for yourself.
I agree. The internet has its good and bad moments.
I was about to say, always on the internet. I do read
some spoilers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, like, I do try to do good for the internet. I don't go, like, I'm not going on there to look at some chick's tits or anything, because that's just not my thing.
What? I was about to say, why just, is that but, bad? Yeah,
whatever, I try to do positives.
Is there anything else on the internet?
I don't think so. I don't know.
I didn't either.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I've looked everywhere, and all I find is tits and wrestling.
Yeah. I've never seen tits on the internet. I don't know what you're talking about. Heavy set, go ahead.
Every guy's answer.
No, if it's Taylor Hendricks' nice tits, I will have to admit there.
Tits and wrestling. That should be a wrestling league. Tits and wrestling. Oh yeah, tits wrestling and beer. Oh yeah.
Hit Google. I bet it's out there.
Yeah.
If Taylor Hendricks was on it, I would watch it.
Rule number 42. If you can think about it, there's a porn for it.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah. Go heavy.
Taylor Hendricks. Anyway.
Yes.
When it comes down to the internet, just in general for wrestling, to me, it's not the fact that, you know, spoilers and whatnot. That never bothers me. It's kind of like what Biohazard said, which that wasn't what I was going to say. But, you know, you can read it. You can. It's kind of like news. If you want to read, you want to go and read a depressing story about terrorists bombing people and all this stuff. Yeah, you know, that shit's out there. To me, what it is, the downfall when it comes to the internet for wrestling is there's too much fan interaction. It's too much people, the IWC just going out and bitching, well, I didn't like this. I didn't like that. I didn't like this. This is stupid. This is dumb. I go back to when I was a kid thinking, is there anything that would have people would have reacted different? Like, imagine this. Imagine the internet was around as prominent as it is right now. Imagine at WrestleMania 9 when Bret Hart lost to Yokozuna and Hulk Hogan came out and magically won the title.
Internet.
IWC would have shit all over.
The internet would have melted the fuck down.
But that was a different era. And I would like for, like, some of those values of, you know what, just let it go. Let it go.
I got you, Wayne.
Oh, sorry. I come off mute exactly the wrong time, man.
All right, your timing is impeccable.
I'm telling you.
But, it's basically the internet. It's how you use it. If you abuse it and ruin it for yourself, that's your fault. If you use it to take on the extra angles and stuff, then it will aid your experience. That's literally what you put in is what you get out of it, is my opinion. So if you go and ruin it for yourself and spoil it, then you can't go moaning that you knew what was going to happen because you went out your way to find out.
Yeah, I mean, the internet, I mean, even in wrestling terms, the internet has been used for good, Daniel Bryan, and the internet has been used for really, really bad stuff.
Daniel Bryan.
No, cancel, hashtag cancel Raw, or hashtag cancel network. I mean, it's all up to how they use it, and if they want to use it for bad stuff to try to take down, like, this is the mindset that I don't get. Okay, so you're mad about the Royal Rumble. All right, what am I going to do about it? It's not much I can do about it. It's not my company, but I'm gonna tweet about it. Hashtag I hate the Royal Rumble. Okay, I get that. I understand that hashtag. Hashtag cancel WD Network? Like, you think canceling the network is going to help your fucking cause? Like, canceling the network is going to help you get what you want. No, canceling the network is going to help you not see wrestling anymore is essentially what's going to happen.
Yeah, you're ruining your own enjoyment.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking money away from the company that brought you the entertainment to begin with, which makes no sense whatsoever.
I saw it brought up on Facebook. It was some group, and it was like, well, you realize that when you're canceling the network, you're taking money out of guys' pocket, like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
So you're really hurting yourself. And I think someone spoke up, well, John Cena has his own plane and is that. No. He's making his money off of merch.
Yes, absolutely.
So are you buying John Cena merch? No? No. Then don't fucking worry about it.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. And who gives a fuck if John Cena owns his own plane? He's done the work.
Exactly. He's earned the merch. He's done the work. There's a reason why the guy changes his color every fucking 2 months. Because it fucking sells. It's like Heavy was saying on the commentary, this shit sells.
Which, this was brought up on GroupMe. And yeah. I thought about it more later when we were talking about it. Whoever was on the call with us, Kung Fu Panda, if you're listening.
Yeah, it was Kung Fu
Panda.
You're
from Pittsburgh, so you're about to get schooled, so fuck you.
Which, by the way, Heavy, wait a minute. Before you school Kung Fu Panda, Kung Fu Panda was very good, wasn't he?
Yes.
He was. Okay, thank you.
But you complain about, well, John Cena gets a new shirt every 2 months. I think it's more closer to three, but with certain times, he seems to get more. Okay, yeah. Fine. Whatever.
If he's going into a big pay-per-view, normally he gets another one.
It's like every 6 months because it's SummerSlam and then Mania, which is when
SummerSlam,
he gets.
SummerSlam, Mania, Sergey Coleman, this one now.
It doesn't matter.
Here's how I look at it, too. Katie, how many CM Punk shirts do you own that came from WWE?
Over 10.
There you go.
How many of them were in the last year, since you're a CM Punk fan, a huge CM Punk fan, since you're a big CM Punk fan, how many shirts did he come out with, like, the last year, year and a half that he was in WWE? A lot?
They did that with Daniel Bryan, too.
At least two or three.
I was about to bring up Daniel Bryan, too. Oh, it was more than that. I mean, because, like, he had, like, the voice.
Well, counting
the voice
the shirt and stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
He had the black reverse. He had the BITW shirt. He had the
arrows, with the one with the arrows.
Yeah.
The arrows, the one that just says GTS on it. Like, he had, like, it's like eight.
And like Mop was saying, there's another guy that I brought up, Daniel Bryan, with the year before he won WrestleMania, that whole year.
Yeah, he had the GOAT one for a while,
he had a lot.
He had a lot. Yeah, he had the GOAT, the actual GOAT face, and then he had the
beard is here. Respect the beard.
Yeah, the beard. Yes, the yes,
the beard,
the no.
Yeah, the beard is here. Yeah.
The Cesaro.
Yes shirt.
God, what's that guy's name?
Yes movement.
The Chavez shirt.
The what?
It's Chavez. It's Chavez from the
The one that
the freedom
they make
fighter
his
guy
head like Chavez.
Yeah,
it,
Chavez. Yeah. Thank you, Mop. I know him, right. Yeah, thank you.
No, I was just, I didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, no, you're right, Heavy. I mean, that's the way it works, dude. That's the
way
it works.
Whatever's selling
make
more,
money.
They're going to produce more.
That's how a wrestler makes a lot of their money.
Yeah, I was about to say, okay, John Cena, you know, he keeps coming out with shirts all the time. Well, he makes money. Guess what? CM Punk, Daniel Bryan, during those times, were very equivalent to shit. They're selling a lot of merch. So, hey, anybody with the hashtag cancel WWE Network, if you're so mad about that, fine, cancel WWE Network, but buy nothing but Daniel Bryan merch. Or whoever you wanted to win the round, buy nothing but their merch. So at least you know that some of your money is going directly to them.
And I can tell you right now, the number one person that's going to sell merch is going to be the number one person in the fucking whatever. I can tell you that right now because they know your money. They know you're going to watch. They know you're dedicated. If you're going to spend hard-earned cash on their shirt, you're going to watch. That's the important part. They need viewership. They need watchers. They need subscriptions. That's what they care about. They're a fucking business, people. Let it go. God damn, I'm quoting Heavy. Fuck this.
You can even look at the Shield. The Shield had like four shirts in there, a year and a half, and then they each have had two shirts at least since then.
Exactly. And I still want to buy the Dean Ambrose shirt.
Oh, fuck it. I was about to say that. Yeah, Dean Ambrose got a lot of shirts.
I'm wearing the Seth Rollins one right now.
Unstable shirt.
Yeah. I'm wearing the Seth Rollins one right now.
Right, I think I have the Dean Ambrose parental advisory one that I got at TLC. That's in my truck.
The one that says Dean Ambrose like unstable on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that one. That's the one I got. And then he has the DA version and like another version, I think.
All right, you guys ready? Let's do this. Let's do this.
Now it's time for
May I have your attention, please? I am here to fuck up your emails.
Wait a minute, are we not doing what's on?
No, we're not doing what's on.
I watched three DVDs and I wanted to fucking talk about
them.
Oh,
alright, fine. God damn it, Heavy. What's on? I'm going to play it one more time for DRG. Here you go, DRG. What's on? All right,
What's on?
I was trying to skip what's on today because fucking
shit,
we're already like an hour in. We're like an hour and 18 minutes in, but that's fine. Katie, go ahead. What's on?
Well, I'm going to do some non-wrestling related. I've seen the trailer for the new Fantastic Four movie.
That was good, wasn't it?
I didn't even know there was a trailer.
Yeah, it came out. It came out either today or yesterday.
It's coming out in June, I think.
No. The trailer came out either today or yesterday.
No, I mean the whole movie in general in June.
Yeah, no, but, yes. Yes, it is coming out in June, but the trailer came out either today or yesterday.
Yeah, it looks good.
It does look very serious.
I'll have to check it.
Nerdist.com. Bio.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'll look it up after the show.
Very serious Fantastic Four. And,
saw, but they have the final cast now for the new female Ghostbusters movie.
Yeah, I read that too.
We're not going to fucking talk about that piece of shit fucking movie. No.
Heavy set. Shut up. Let Katie talk about what she wants to talk about.
They said the fat girl was going to be Stay Puft Marshmallow Man.
That's what Heavy said.
I saw it all over Twitter.
Go ahead, Katie. Tell us about it.
Well, no, they have Melissa McCarthy in it and Kristen Wiig.
Okay, so Melissa McCarthy is going to be your Rey. Kristen Wiig is going to be either your Egon or...
And I don't know. I forget the names of the other two girls. One's a black girl, and I forget the other girl's name.
The black girl, because I'm a little bit off because of my job of not being able to watch this now, but I know the other girl, she does like one of the best Ellen impressions. Ellen and Justin Bieber.
Emma didn't make it? Emma Stone didn't make it?
No.
Well, they've only announced just the Ghostbusters. They haven't announced anything else.
Okay.
I thought she was announced for another movie.
Yeah, for a comic book movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I love her so much.
And I can't think. I saw the headline today and I didn't.
Yeah,
I can't remember
I
what
saw
it was.
Earlier and I cannot.
Emma Stone, if you listen to this, I love you.
She doesn't listen to
it. I just want
to
put that out there.
Yeah, good luck with that one.
Now, if Taylor Hendricks listens to this, it'd be a different story.
Emma Stone's better than Taylor Hendricks. Mob Jockey.
Really just go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck off.
Mob Jockey, what's on?
What's on? Let's see. I finally caught up with Arrow. Catching up with Flash.
Is it good this week? I mean, good this season?
Oh, God, yeah.
I haven't even watched this season.
Dude, Arrow is probably one of the best comic book TV shows out there.
Don't you want him to host Raw so bad?
Oh, my God, dude. He would be perfect.
Fucking yes, he would.
Because, like, most of the stunts, he does on his own.
I know. I seen him fucking train.
He would be fucking great.
He's fucking awesome. Stephen Amell, you rock, Stephen Amell.
Yes.
Stephen
Amell
is a proper fucking wrestling fan. He's a proper WWE wrestling fan.
But he won't be on.
Shit, but he won't be on.
Because, you know.
Yeah, he's not famous. Yeah.
Because he's a fan.
Yeah. Because he's a fucking fan, exactly. Well, he won't be.
Yeah, but
Drew Carey was a fan. Drew Carey's a fan.
Oh, that reminds me.
Seth Green was a fan.
I'll tell you who else is a fan. Brian motherfucking Quinn from Impractical Jokers is a fan.
He was at Royal Rumble.
Fuck yes, he was. Because I listened to fucking TESD. God damn it! If you don't listen to TESD, you're losers.
But did you guys see the? I think WWE has already announced it too. The next induction for the Hall of Fame.
Arnold.
Yeah, they put it on
Arnold.
Yeah, they put it on
Arnold.
Were we talking about it on the show? I was talking about it with somebody. Was it us?
It was. I think it was the three of us, and God knows if we were recording.
We talked about it too.
No, we were probably recording. Someone said Arnold, and I was like, yeah, I don't think that. I think it was me and Mom.
That was the three, me, you, and FTW.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like I said, I don't know if we were recording.
No, we were recording. I record almost everything. If I would only.
Good to know.
Except for that one episode that nothing got recorded. That's a different story.
Well, but yeah, you may have been recording, but we talked for 5 hours and we wind up with an hour and a half show out of it.
All right, so Arnold's going to make it in the Hall of Fame. All right.
I think Triple H might induct him. It makes sense. They're kind of pals.
Arnold.
Yeah. Arnold, get to the chopper.
WWE Universe.
Which, by the way, Wayne.
Triple H goes into Arnold's Hall of Fame.
Heavy is breaking up.
Arnold goes.
Heavy's breaking up. Wayne.
Oh, no, I hit mute. I thought you were going to somebody else.
Wayne, if you don't get a chance to see Raw, if you haven't seen Raw, watch fucking Raw, because Paige does a great, fantastic little bit on her.
Wayne would probably do a little bit on her, too.
Wayne would do a lot on her. She does like this funny. Anyway, I will say this about Paige. She makes herself stand out on every single thing she does.
That's because she's whiter than anything out there.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Mop.
She's the pale Bella.
She makes Casper look tan.
Wayne, what's on?
Not a lot, because I'm in pain.
Brock Lesnar came over to his house.
You didn't watch TNA?
Oh, yeah. I still don't. That's how that's how memorable it was.
Wayne's going to see TNA this weekend, and he's like, "Oh yeah, TNA. I forgot about it."
Down of every match and who won and what I thought.
I don't know. No, I don't. DRG's
not here. DRG is not here. Please, somebody's got to fill in.
No,
I took fucking notes for this.
Shut up, Pyle.
Thank God DRG's Wayne. Not
echo,
here.
Echo.
Wayne.
I was just going to say, I like the feast. Fired. I thought that was stupid, the exchange of the Alston Aries belt and X Division. I still don't like the fact that they're in a cupboard commentating. Other than that, that was all right.
In a cupboard commentating.
Yeah, I've actually heard a lot of bitching about the commentating being in Nashville and not at the arena.
I don't think what annoys me is the commentating in a cupboard and that. I think it's the fact that then they'll just be in their cupboard, and then next thing he's outside the cupboard walking around Nashville in the like in the. In the office, and he'll be like, I'll just get back to Taz in a minute. But and then he's like sitting on a table, fucking jarring his face off. And
that's Josh Matthews.
Yeah, it just makes it feel like a fucking highlight show.
That's the reality thing, man. That's the reality thing that she's all down for, that Dixie's all a part of, dude. She likes the reality show, dude.
It's like a horrible highlight show. It's like I don't know what it wants to be.
I mean, technically, it is a highlight show. It for Monday. Wayne, technically it is a highlight show. They record it, they cut it.
See, I like the way they did the commentary. I like that they're showing, yeah, everyone
shut
knows.
Shut up, DRG.
Everyone knows it's not live. And that's,
fuck it, we'll do it live. No, we won't. Oh,
they everyone knows it's not live, that it's taped. So to me, it makes it seem like they're watching what they tape rather than, or they're watching what we're seeing rather than them being in the arena.
Okay, so what Wayne is saying is that he feels like he's looking through the commentator's eyes, not the actual people in the attendance eyes. And what you're saying is you like the fact that you're looking through the commentator's eyes, not the actual people in the attendance eyes.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Just make that sure.
I think they're a bit too heavy with the...
that part I agree. They could. They don't have.
They're a bit too heavy with the backstage as well. Like they'll just like knock on a door and open it, and there'll be like an empty room, and they'll be like, "Where's so and so?" They don't do it in an end of a match. They do it like in the middle, and that ruins the flow of a match.
That I would agree with. They could at least wait till after the match. They're trying to revamp the whole show, and I get what they're trying to do.
They're probably trying new things to see what sticks, dude.
That's exactly what they're doing. Yeah. And that's they're like, fuck this, I hate it. It's the same thing with WWE. Give it a chance. Let it roll out a little bit. If you don't like it, voice your opinion. But to just completely shit on, oh, fuck it, I hate it. No,
well, breaking in the middle of a match to go backstage to see nothing in a fucking.
They're like, no, I think they're in a match. It was when it like MVP and Angle, and they just went, oh, Lashley's not here.
That's
Lashley's supposed to be here.
It's a pretty important match, dude. MVP and Angle.
It was the opener of the show.
That's still MVP and Angle.
Eh.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not an MVP fan.
No wonder they didn't fucking sign Angle. Go ahead, Mop.
Nah, nothing.
They
never mind.
Signing.
No, I'm talking about WWE.
They offered him a contract.
Yeah, I know what Triple H offered him. Trust me, I know.
Full time.
Is that it? Is that it, Wayne? Is all you watched this week? You didn't watch any movies or anything?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, all right. Heavy set. Keep watching.
Keep tosser and prove.
I'm so tired. I've been recording since fucking four. Been recording since 4 o'clock this afternoon. What's on?
Nothing much. I just really
I was about to say, motherfucker, if you don't tell me, I wanted to skid this whole fucking segment, bitch.
For months, I have rarely watched anything to contribute part of this, but I kind of against my own will, I had to go home for a week and try to move shit. But while I had time, I opened up some of the DVDs.
Against your own will?
Against my will, as in I would rather be out driving making money instead of staying at home spending money. Yes.
Against my will. I got you. Go ahead.
But I got to open up some of the DVDs that I bought right around Christmas. I watched the McMahon DVD, the McFoley DVD, and the Jake the Snake Roberts DVD.
The McFoley DVD was For All Mankind, right?
Think so.
Yeah, it's a good DVD, dude.
And something that I got flack from a lot of people by saying, that DVD reminded me of the feud with him and Triple H. I had totally forgotten about it. Everybody's like, oh my, and I got it from Kane, I got it from a bunch of people. Oh my God, how could you forget about that? Well, because when I think of Mick Foley, that's not the type of feud you think of. You think about Taker. You think about Stone Cold. You think about The Rock. And you think about hard, like everything hardcore, falling off the cage, all this kind of stuff.
The first thing I think about with Mick Foley is I think about Taker, definitely.
Cactus Jack versus Vader.
No. Mine's Mick.
Mine's lost his ear.
Yeah, I know that. I know. I've seen the match a bunch of times. Mine's definitely the first thing I think about is Taker, and then I think about Triple H.
Of course you would.
Well, it's a good. He's.
I think Triple H straight away personally.
There's a reason why, dude. Because he left. Because he fucking fired his ass for reals.
Well, here's the thing. That I think a lot of people forget. I think I was talking with Andy about this. Because he was like, "Oh yeah, you know, they had the cage match where he had to retire and all this stuff. Well, he ended up coming back. Still, there was still stuff before that. There was still stuff pre DX.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's the part that I totally like. You totally space on that.
Oh, okay.
kind of. That was one of Mick Foley's first real like good feud. Well, no. Yeah. Undertaker was the first. When they started to turn him face.
Yeah.
That was his first feud.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was the thing that made Triple H look like a badass. Yep. Was the feud? That's what they did.
And it was. It wasn't like anything.
Tried to tear the house down.
There was no main event. There was no nothing. They were second, third car on the card. They were seriously like getting. Just putting on great fucking matches after match after match after match after match after match. Just a long. Remember, fans? Remember what happens when you do a long fucking story arc with somebody? Remember that? Oh, no, you don't? No, because. Oh, my God. Fucking assholes on Twitter. What else you watch, Heavy? Is that it?
One other thing that I watch, I'm trying to watch it religiously, but it's, ironically enough, way to connect it in, the show that Noelle Foley's on every week, Green Side of Riot, and yes, I only watch it because of her, but I like last week when they were talking about things that happened on Raw, and she was like, oh, you know, we need to, like, change what happened at last year's Royal Rumble, she reviews Raw as, like, playing with these action figures, so what happens as she has this ring in the middle of, well, the ring on the screen. They have the TARDIS show up with the doctor. And I was like, oh my God. I even took a screenshot of it. I'm like, this picture has so much win in it.
That's fantastic, dude. That's awesome. Oh, that sounds like fun. Send me that link when you get a chance.
No.
Yes.
Wank fest.
No, not a actually, technically, it would be for me and Heavy. Nicole Foley and the TARDIS and wrestling. Yeah, that's pretty much a beat-off fest, yeah.
Is she old enough yet?
Yo, God, yeah, dude.
She's 21.
She just turned 21.
Uh-huh. She's legal. She's legal to drink, and she's legal.
On a side note, fuck you, Frank the Clown. Fuck you.
There you go,
Frank. Devil Vamp don't care if it's legal as long as it's an inanimate object.
If it bleeds, it breeds.
Okay. Biohazard, go ahead. What's on?
NXT, and I watched Impact Wrestling, obviously.
NXT was fucking amazing.
It was good. With Impact, I'll just do a short little, my two favorite points of the show.
Take your time. I'm going to get a drink.
Well, I like Feast or Fired, where there was a spot where Spud was too short to grab the briefcase. So he stood on the back of Magnus to grab the case off the pole. And then the other segment that I enjoyed was EC3 versus Jeremy Borash, which this goes on with DRG. This is a shout out. I love EC3 as a heel. He's a dickhead, and I love it. Even like with Robbie E and the Feast of Fire, Robbie E was a dick, and it was a fucking gold moment. Then I watched Royal Rumble, as we all did, the Raw, like we all did. And last night I rewatched Thy Kingdom Come, the Triple H DVD. Which I
did
rewatched.
Did you know that also the name of Devil Dan's favorite porn? Oh, wait a minute, it's the same DVD. Never bad.
that's why I'm like, he's walking away. Really? But because that's what I was getting into. I like when you were talking about Triple H and Mick Foley, their feud. It's showcased on there where they wanted to push each other to main event status. And I think they had a cage match, which they beat the shit out of each other. And that just shows that if you want to make it, you just got to go and perform in the ring, and they'll see it and they'll push you.
Cesaro and Kid.
You got that. They're pushing them now.
Yeah.
Which before McMahon's right. Cesaro needs a better personality now that he's with Kid, and they got Adam Rose and Taylor Hendricks. I mean, hello.
It's good stuff, man. I'm telling you.
They have to drop Adam Rose, though. He's got to go.
They got to drop Adam, or just change Adam Rose to something else.
WWE how about, to actually sign Taylor Hendricks.
How about the we can change him to the Invisible Man.
Right. No, I made a joke on GroupMe about Adam Kruger, and somebody was like, no, it's Leo Kruger, and I don't think they got the joke. I don't
Adam
think...
Kruger will be good.
No, I'll have to put the link in GroupMe about somebody did a promo on YouTube where it shows if he went back to that character how they could transition from Adam Rose into the Adam Kruger.
What's the same thing like Fandango and...
Johnny Curtis.
Johnny Curtis, thank you.
Oh. I just don't remember Leo Kruger being all that good.
The character...
Because he's not really that good.
Yeah, the character
that
was...
could be.
The character was eh, but... It was if it, so it would want, be better. It would be better than Adam Rose. Just put it that way.
Yeah. Well, a pile of shit is better than a pile of puke. That don't mean you want either one.
you would know.
You would know. You would know, Mom.
Absolutely, know. I fucking know.
All right. I mean, I Adam Rose is so bad.
Okay, we'll change the topic.
I don't care.
I'm trying not to say that heavy. I'm trying so hard. But you guys are talking about Adam Rose. And
can we just find Taylor Hendricks and be done with it? Please?
Yes, we can. I'm okay with that.
God damn, please.
All right,
what do you guys think of them having a NXT special now in February? So they're bumping it up to what, every other month almost?
Every other month, yeah.
What do you think?
I love it.
I like it every other month because it...
I was liking it at quarterly, though.
No, you know why I like it? Because that means that fucking Sami Zayn is going to move up faster.
No, he's not.
They're not going to move him any fucking faster.
Damn it!
It's going to be another year before he's moved
Don't
up.
Fucking say that shit!
We're trying to do, though, we're trying to prepare yourself, kind of like with Daniel Bryan being eliminated from the Royal Rumble. We try to tell you that he wasn't going to win.
Wait. There's a difference. I called fucking Reigns a long time ago.
And you still chose Bryan. There you go.
I did. Yeah. I did. That's a good point, Bob. That's a really good point.
Yeah.
So wait. The special's in February, the 11th, I think. So does that mean they'll do another one in April, right around WrestleMania?
Supposedly, yeah.
Probably. And they're starting to take them out outside of Florida on live events.
Yeah,
tours.
Dude. I saw on Twitter.
You know why.
They sold the fuck out in Ohio.
Yes.
They sold out in a day.
Pissed.
I was too.
Less than a day.
Hours,
if that.
Yeah, because I'm only about an hour and a half from there, and I was gonna get tickets, and then I don't have the money now. But yeah.
You guys ready for the?
I found out if you paid $100 and got the VIP ticket, you got I think decent seating, plus you got to meet Ryback, Big Show, and Ric Flair.
Fuck that! I would pay $100 for that in a second.
Definitely.
Fucking me and Bio pay. I paid $100 for our fucking tickets, and that was fourth row. God damn.
My biggest problem with the event is that it was going to be on a Thursday.
Give a shit.
That was going to hinder me being able to make it. But I figured, I'll be able to buy tickets a couple weeks from now. Nope.
All right. So here's the thing. So I can guarantee you the conversation with this. Vince? Yeah, Paul. I bet you money that if I fucking put NXT out there to be sold live, they would sell out. I bet you they won't. Want to bet? Sure, I want to bet. All right, here we go. Boom, put them out live. Boom, sold in a day.
You're fucking missing something.
I fucking told you, bitch.
That's the same weekend as the Arnold, the big Arnold Classic that gets huge turnout.
What are you talking about? You talking about fucking golf?
No, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Bodybuilding competition.
A bodybuilding competition.
Well, it was originally a bodybuilding competition, but it's kind of turned into, used to be UFC would have a fight that same weekend in Columbus. They've had boxing events that same weekend in Columbus. This year, it's a wrestling event.
So you think they were just trying to test the waters with NXT?
Well, no, Triple H is going into the Arnold Hall of Fame thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. They're swip swapping. Gotcha. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay. Basically, well, that's smart. They just made a bunch of money.
Basically, the Omelette Classic is the health and fitness version of Comic-Con.
Gotcha. Okay. Right. Yes. I gotcha. All right. What's on for me is I watched The Interview on Netflix. First half of the movie, it's okay. Second half of the movie, fucking fantastic. It's fantastic. Guys, watch if you get a chance. It's a great. It's a really, really funny movie. The first part is really, really slow. Of course, there's a couple actresses in it that I thought were just smoking hot, including the FBI agent. I think is smoking hot. But anyway.
Perv.
What?
Perv.
Yeah, okay. I don't care. And then I watched the WWE 24/7 WrestleMania. Great documentary. Again, made me cry like a baby after I saw Connor and the whole thing about him.
Can we get some help in here? It made you cry like the IWC after the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. The part where Steph was hugging her, hugging him, and then Steph was doing a voiceover of the picture was just really... it was really touching.
No, you know, the one that got me was when after the title match with Daniel Bryan come over to ringside. That's the one that got me.
Yeah, that one got me too. That one got me too, Mop. That one got me too. The other one was...
I'll be winning this night.
You don't really... What? What did you say, Wayne?
Well, me.
Okay. You don't really see... The documentary is kind of misleading because you don't really see what happens to Taker.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Literally, what they preview is what you see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they're going to keep. I mean, Undertaker's always been a kayfabe character.
Yeah.
I would be very, very surprised if you really ever see Undertaker
Don't ruin my dreams, Mop. My dreams are the perfect DVD, the perfect documentary DVD. Every step, every waking moment that they recorded of him throughout the entire era, and it's like 6 Blu-rays long, and I'm gonna buy it for fucking take my money, goddamn it.
There's a if you watch the show, there's a spot where he's talking to either Warrior or Shawn Michaels, and he's like cutting it up and having like you can see him laughing, and it's like, oh, you don't see that in real life because he's a dead guy.
Okay. Yeah. The Warrior was really they did the Hall of Fame. That was really cool. The Warrior was really cool. That got me a little choked up too.
Oh, God. Yeah. I choked up at that too.
Yeah. Because they actually have post him dying of his little girls and his wife. That was really neat.
Were you surprised it was only a half hour?
I was surprised it was only a half hour, but it was a good half hour. They fit in a lot into it. A lot of it was, I didn't know this, but the three girls, Charlotte,
Alexa Bliss
and Sasha Banks were the three girls that escorted Triple H out.
I knew Charlotte was one. I didn't know the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know Charlotte was one because I don't even think I knew Charlotte back then.
Yeah.
But I knew Charlotte. So they get to escort Triple H out. So they made a big deal about that. And the cool thing was, it wasn't about Triple H. It was about the girls getting to experience WrestleMania.
That was a cool thing.
It was so fucking cool. And you got excited for them. And
he goes, don't worry. This is only your first rodeo.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
That's a good one. They said they could have hired models and they didn't. I mean, why should you hire models? Use the people you have there.
Exactly. Well, absolutely.
Two of them were models.
Yeah, exactly. So, that too, yeah.
You know.
and the other thing is that it was just nice to see behind the scenes. I mean, you get to see McMahon talk to Warrior. You get to see
the human side.
Yeah, thank you, Mop. Yeah, you get to see the human side of a lot of different people, especially Triple H and things like that. I mean, it was just a really cool documentary. If you get a chance to watch it, just watch it. It literally will probably make your day. I mean, just the Connor stuff and the Daniel Bryan stuff alone will make your day.
I want to see when they do this again for this year's Royal Rumble. And
it's probably
going to
be
backstage, right?
I was about to say, Katie, it's probably going to be a lot more this year than it was last year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I still say they should put Connor into the Hall of Fame.
I agree too. And the other thing is, you have to see Hulk Hogan, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and The Rock do their pre-ring. You have to see him fuck up in the ring, go in the ring. They all correct him and make fun of him, and then after the ring, them shot all
like,
yeah, goes, all three
the
of them.
I said Silverdome. They were gonna jump on my ass.
All three of them and Shawn Michaels were talking about what happened in the ring, which was very cool. It was really cool to see those four icons talk about. Even now, they can fuck up shit and still recover from it, and it's a classic moment that will be remembered forever. Silverdome. Oh shit! I mean, the Superdome.
and you see a side of Hogan that just doesn't really get shown very often.
Yeah,
you know, like the little bit with the Warrior, where you know he's making friendly with the Warrior, he's talking about how Austin and Rock saved his ass out there. You know,
yeah, and you get to see Linda.
Like, you don't see from Hogan
and Linda. You got to see a little bit of Linda.
Yep,
talking to the Warrior and how close they were. Yeah, that's all cool stuff, man, that you never get to see, and you just get to see. So that's pretty much what's on. All right. Now we can actually
For the people that canceled the network, you missed out on something good.
Yeah, fuck you. I mean, yeah.
Yep.
Fuck all of them, jackasses.
Yeah. Now we get to go into, and now it's time for... Wait a minute, that's the wrong thing. Here we go.
May I have your attention, please? I am here to fuck up your emails.
God damn it. Wayne, what you got for us this week, buddy? You got a couple of you got a bunch of them this week, don't you?
Got 45 minutes later and he promised, but never mind, we're there now. Even ahead. More woozy than what I was.
I know. Wayne just took some codeine, guys.
We'll start off with this one. Who's this from? I don't know.
He's already
this
slurry.
Is going to be fucking awesome.
Wow.
Who's it from, Wayne?
Graham the Third.
Ah, Graham the Third, yes.
Oh, Smoking Druid. There we go.
Graham the Third on Twitter.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, guys and Katie.
Okay.
I can't breathe.
Hello.
Hey, Graham.
Hello, depressing version.
So everyone's talking about the Rumble. I could actually write 5 emails on the topic right now, but let's not take up all of your time. I'll just stick to 2 points.
Please don't take up Wayne's time. He's struggling.
First, Daniel Bryan was on the shelf. Nobody was expecting him to the Rumble a month ago. They should have left it like that. WWE already knew the reaction his elimination would cause. That's why it happened early. But the whole sorry mess could have been avoided by just letting people think he was still injured. And second point, 2 years running, the Royal Rumble has ended with booze. Is it time for the Royal Rumble to disappear? Or at the very least, change things? In JR's blog, he suggests winner shouldn't be automatically headlining Mania as it reduces booking options. Personally, I think it might maybe scrapping the whole thing might be best for business. And that's hard for me to say because I love the concept. But what do you guys think? I've been Graham the Third. Bye.
Wayne, let's start with you, Wayne. What do you think?
I just think JR's a bitter old man, and the fact that he wants to get rid of the Rumble is no surprise to me.
And what about the Rumble ending in booze? I mean, the shit. That first question he asked, I forgot what it was.
Daniel Bryan Rumble.
Daniel Bryan not being in the Rumble. Thank you,
Mike. I'd say fair enough, have him in the Rumble if a story come out of it, but the simple fact that nothing come out of it, bar a potential feud with Bray. That's sort of, you might as well left him injured or give him another match. I don't know. That's
so you're saying no, he probably should have debuted on the Raw after Rumble.
Yeah, okay. With a feud rather than just, that was like poking the bear with a stick, weren't it?
It kind of was. I mean, they were trying to give people what they want. Okay, all right.
So what they want is to have Daniel Bryan win every fucking match he's in.
We'll get to you, Bio. Shut up. Bio Heavy. Be quiet. Katie, the first lady, should they have kept Bryan out of it?
It's really a double-edged sword, really. I mean, they could have, but I don't think it would have alleviated the reaction. I mean, you can't predict what a crowd is going to be towards any wrestler.
It's true.
So,
and should they eliminate the Rumble? Or at least have the Rumble not be the main event in WrestleMania?
Well, I mean, the first couple of years, that wasn't an option. Whoever was in it, you just won. And that was it. It was until 93 that whoever won got to main event. And even the last few years, I mean, not everybody who won was in the main event. I mean, Edge won in 2010, but he was the opening card on WrestleMania.
Why was that? Was there a reason for that?
No. I think, really.
Yeah, the year Sheamus won, that was the opening match with Bryant, wasn't it?
No. No.
Yes, that was too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The 18 seconds.
It was the world heavyweight title.
Yeah, it was for the world title, but it was still the opening match.
Okay, it was for the title. Gotcha. Okay.
They had the. It was what they thought was the bigger picture at the time in the main events.
Gotcha. Okay.
Which was the build for the Rock Cena.
Yeah.
War.
Yep. Yeah. I was going to say one was Rock Cena. Yeah. Rock Cena 2. Yeah.
No, it was the build for it was the first one with the Edge one. Where
that was Edge's last match?
That
was the one I was at.
Yeah, they put
27.
I didn't know he won the Royal Rumble before then.
Oh, that was in 2010. Never mind.
Yeah,
I was about to say that was not that was not Edge's last match. One. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, Katie was wrong.
Yeah, Katie was wrong.
Go and sit in the corner, Katie, and think about what you've done.
It was still though.
Go to sleep and drink more medicine and pills. Thank you.
Hey, take it easy on Wayne. He's mouse.
If you're gonna take more pills, pass them around.
Yeah, I would prefer some too as well. Don't send Wayne away.
Wayne,
Mop, what do you want? You want You want Brian to stay away from this Rumble or what?
I mean, the result after what we saw, yeah, because the fucking crowd is a bunch of retards.
You think the crowd would have been better? He got fucking...
I didn't even notice
he got so many boos until I watched Raw. He got so many fucking boos even coming to the... Even going to the ring, let alone fucking after Brian got kicked out.
No, I don't think it would have changed a fucking thing.
I don't think it would have either.
But gave them fuel for the fire is all it did.
Absolutely.
But I think what they're doing is they're setting up a backup plan for Bray.
Yeah.
Because if Taker can't go, he'll probably wrestle Bryan.
I was thinking the same thing too.
Yeah.
But now what we may get is Bryant versus Seth Rollins.
That would be awesome.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I like the tweet that went out that Dolph Ziggler did. Hey, you don't have a match. We should have a match. And Bryan's like, I'm in.
Oh, that would be even better.
Bryan Ziggler.
Should they
fight us. Y'all fight at Mania.
Should they get rid of the main event being winner of the Royal Rumble?
Oh, fuck you. No.
I don't think. I disagree. I don't think so either. I think the Royal Rumble's prestige is the fact that you get to go to WrestleMania.
I love the Rumble just the way it is.
Me too.
It's the fucking... I'm going to read spoilers and then bitch because I read spoilers fucking fans.
All right. Heavy set. Brian Rumble, should he have stayed in or not?
I think you have him in because it's all about getting him back back into the ring. You hold it off longer? No. He was ready to come back. You got to start somewhere. Normally you do start at the bottom. And it's that whole concept of, oh, let's get rid of the Royal Rumble because it ended 2 years in booze. No, that's fine. Granted, it's two people they wanted people to cheer for, but those are different circumstances. As long as in the future they rectify it, maybe next couple of years it be people that people are going to go crazy for, it's going to be fine. But just because there was 2 years like this, nah, forget about it.
And what about, you know, getting rid of the Royal Rumble being the main event in general of WrestleMania?
No, it's that prestige of what it is.
Yeah, right.
It's gone on for 20 years now.
Yeah, that's. I mean, it's the ultimate way to get the underdog in the main event of WrestleMania.
Yeah, they've broken it a couple times, like what was mentioned before, and also the year John Cena won, the last year he won, he forfeited his WrestleMania match to go up against the champion at Elimination Chamber.
Gotcha.
I forget all what happened there.
Gotcha.
Katie?
Elimination Chamber. Well, he won, right? Oh wait, no, did he? I don't remember that one.
I don't remember. But do you remember it happening?
You remember him forfeiting his spot at WrestleMania to be in the Elimination Chamber?
Yes, okay.
All right. Biohazard. Should they have not brought back Brian so quickly?
I think I agree with Wayne on it, where they should have, whoever eliminated him could be the story coming out of it. But then, like Mop said, it could be backup plan that he goes against Bray if Undertaker does say no.
Okay. And then what about, should they stop the Royal Rumble being the number one, you know, the number one spot at WrestleMania?
No, that's how it's been for years. That's why you watch the Rumble. If they take it out, then it's going to be another Fastlane pay-per-view.
All right. Well, I'm going to play devil's advocate. And I'm going to say, that's the way it's been for years. So the fuck what? Who cares? That's the way it's been. We've had slaves for 200 years. Why not keep having slaves? Who cares?
We technically do. They're just not.
We technically still have slaves. They're just Mexican now.
Yeah.
Mexican and Asian persuasion.
I'm just saying that why is it good 1 year and not, I mean, it's still good the next. It could change. Why not change it?
Because the Royal Rumble is fucking amazing for what it is. Leave it the fuck alone.
Because the Royal Rumble's been around, well, like Katie brought up, they changed it in 93, so what, 12 years? They've had, not 12 years, 22 years they've had this going on. 2 years of it is, I'm so pissed. 2 years out of 22?
Okay.
Come on.
All right. Anybody else want to jump in real quick before we go on to the next email? Okay. Wayne, next email.
Come on, Kata.
It's the Nickel Man now, the one that puts him up his bum.
Hey, he was on live with us.
It's the Nickel Man.
Double right. A.
Call him Nickelback.
Hello, boys and Katie.
Hello.
Andy.
A lot of people took a negative view on the Royal Rumble, but I disagree with them. We've got a lot of positive and memorable moments.
Wayne's so high right now.
It's fucking great.
I can hear in his voice. He's so high. He's just like, a lot of positive moments.
I'm surprised he's able to read the screen.
Yeah, go ahead, Wayne.
Bubba come back and made me cream my shorts. Then DDP come out and I cream them again. For your information, if you're not already doing so, please buy and do his yoga. It's amazing.
I have his yoga. I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Wasn't you supposed to do it last month?
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
What happened to yesterday?
Yeah, what happened on Monday?
It didn't work out too well.
Do you know how long I've been sitting here saying, I'm going to start it tomorrow?
Do you have it? Do you have it, Mop?
Yes, I have it. I have it at home.
Mop, tomorrow. Me and you.
Can't do it tomorrow. I've got medical stuff to do tomorrow. No, I actually have a legit excuse this time. I'm lazy. Yes.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, Wayne. I am planning on it Monday, though.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Kofi's fall into the Rosebuds. Wyatt family stare down. Rock's return. The entire title match. Come on, people. Get positive. Don't worry. Be happy. And don't worry, fam. Shut up. And don't worry, Vamp. Even though you're upset with Roman winning the Rumble, Heavy was happy. Ask him if he's excited to see the Ghostbusters movie coming out.
I'm going to drive to... Wait a minute. I'm going to drive to Iowa and I'm going to swear I'm going to... I don't care.
And just like I said in the tweet, you can't get your fucking leg up high enough to super kick anybody.
No, I wasn't saying I was going to super. Who did I say I was going to super kick? It wasn't him. Was it Rock?
It might have been The Rock.
The Rock is very short. You'll be all right, Heavy.
I could super kick Wayne.
Go ahead, Wayne.
There we go. Where am I?
Would that be a super kick or a punt?
Thank you. Shut up. Thank you, everyone, for letting me be on the show the other night. I had a lot of fun, and sorry about the crappy mic issues. I liked them. I thought they were funny.
I know you did.
What, Dresser?
4-for-4 sports.
I have made adjustments for the 4 to be better next time. Thanks for reading my email, Wayne. Don't let them give you shit, because I like the way you do it. And that has been my nickel, double A.
He's so nonchalant about it this week. That's been my nickel. And this week.
Sounds depressed.
He's high. He can't help it. Andy, we appreciate you coming on. Please fix your mic issues. Katie's still working on hers, so that's okay. And...
Who's jerking off?
That was heavy.
That was me putting my microphone in my beard.
I hate it. I hate all of you. Fucking
you
so
get,
much.
He's, you get some fucking food lost, on that? He's lost his microphone. Yeah.
Did you get some food on that mic?
He did. He probably got like an extra orange in that fucking beard.
Oh, hold up. There was some food.
Wait. Oh!
I expected 4-for-4 sports coming out after that.
Oh, shit. We just fucking lost Heavy.
Amazing how that works.
So yes, Andy, you are more than welcome on. We probably won't do another one until WrestleMania. We may do a Fastlane. I'll keep you posted. I'm not sure about it because Fastlane is still a new pay-per-view. We normally do big ones, not the smaller ones.
Rusev versus John Cena.
I don't, you know.
I might actually be home for the Fastlane because nobody will want to get together for that.
Oh,
if I'm
shit.
Still unemployed, then I'll watch it with your mom.
We may be doing it. Andy, you may be back as soon as next week. I mean, next couple of weeks, because we may be doing a Fastlane one.
You know what we could do?
What?
The NXT TakeOver one. We'd have to do it on a weekend, though.
No, I would love to do an NXT TakeOver one.
But we'd have to wait and watch it on a weekend. Right? I can't do it during the week.
Well, then you snooze, you lose.
Ooh.
What we should do, and I think Andy would like this, we should do it during the Super Bowl.
I'll do it during the Super Bowl. I don't care.
Yeah, okay, sure, why not?
Will you be drunk?
No.
No, because that'd be funny if you were.
No, I probably won't be drunk. Why?
Dude, let's do a live play-by-play for this fucking Super Bowl and have Vamp and Ant drinking on the whole
God,
thing.
God, I don't even know what I'm talking about. He threw it to the other dude.
No different from the WrestleCast.
That one guy threw it to the one guy. I don't know. One black guy threw it to the other black guy. I don't know what's going on.
Did Wayne Gretzky just throw the baseball to Nolan Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Something about QBs or something. Anyway, thank you, Andy. Wayne, next email.
Oh, sorry, I was reading tweets. We'll go with Derg next.
Okay, what's up with Derg? I know he's got like 3 questions, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Sup, panel?
Sup.
How you doing?
Little douchebag DRG.
Hello. But wanted to play another quick game of 3 questions.
Yeah.
One, if you could pick only one thing you wish had happened at the Rumble, what would it be?
Katie?
Oi, I ain't fucking finished the question.
What would it be? That's not the end of the question?
No.
Oh.
Personally, I'd have liked to have seen Daniel Bryan make it into the top four finalists before elimination. Good. Now you can proceed.
Thank you. Katie?
Yeah, I wanted Daniel Bryan to be part of the final four, or at least last a little bit longer.
Okay. Mop.
Oh, God. Less jobbers and maybe more surprise returns or whatever.
Wayne?
I liked the guest slots that they had, but I thought they were too early, all too early in the Rumble. I'd like at least one or two in the 20 block. That all seemed like mid-card and like the authority storyline based from like 20 onwards. I'd like to have had at least one sort of Bully Ray type person in that sort of block. Okay. That's the only thing, though.
Heavy set.
Who's Bully Ray?
Bubba Ray, then.
Heavy set.
I would like to have seen, instead of replace R-Truth with D-Von. Have it been someone else coming out in the two spot. You have Bully, Bubba, damn it.
Edge and Christian.
You have Bubba Ray going around doing stuff. And then, like, just as he's about to, he needs someone to do the what's up, all of a sudden, that's when D-Von comes out.
Edge or Christian would have been cool, right?
Christian. Okay. What would have been cool? Yes. But injuries with those two? No.
Yeah, I know that. Okay.
Well, there's a lot of things that would have been cool. You know, Ultimate Warrior being in there would have been cool.
No.
You're going to get the same chance of getting Edge back in a ring.
That would be a corpse. Biohazard, go ahead. What would you change?
So he's Edge.
I would agree with Wayne. With a special entrance, they could have done one or two every 10. Like, in slot 10, have one. In the 20s slot, you know what I mean? Just have every 5 or every 10 person be a special guy.
I don't think I would change much. I mean, other than, like, Dolph Ziggler coming out a little bit sooner. I think number 30 should have been more of a surprise entrance rather than a...
Randy Orton.
Yeah, Randy Orton. I'm pretty sure Randy Orton would have been back on Monday Night Raw, but obviously we didn't have a Monday Night Raw, so that didn't happen.
Maybe so.
Ziggler going out at 30 was good, but it was bad as same thing, because you know he wasn't going to win. So, I don't know. I don't know. I don't think I would change much at all, honestly, Andy. I mean, DRG. I don't think I'd change anything at all.
Is there any grumblings that Ziggler's nursing some kind of an injury or something?
No, not that I've heard.
Because he was off for the 3 weeks, and he really hasn't done anything since, Survivor Series, wrestling-wise.
Yeah.
So maybe he's nursing some kind of an injury.
Maybe he is. Maybe he's in a movie or something.
Nah, that ain't going to happen.
He's been doing those comedy shows, isn't he?
Yeah, well, that doesn't care. You can do a comedy show with a broken arm.
He's been doing that for a long time.
Yeah. Go ahead, Wayne. What's the next question?
All right, with hashtag cancel WWE network trending worldwide 2 nights in a row, I question if there's anything that the WWE could do that would legit make you cancel your subscription in anger.
No. Katie?
Unless nobody dies on live TV, no.
Mop?
Yeah, I don't think there's much of anything that's going to make me cancel it.
Heavy set?
Bringing back the XFL.
Actually, I thought of one. They cancel NXT.
Yeah, that would probably be a good one for me too. That's a good one, Mom. Biohazard.
No, nothing.
No. Wayne.
If I don't pass my driving tests, then I won't be having a new job, and I might not be able to afford it. But other than that, no.
No, honestly, even the NXT, I don't think I would cancel for it. It's still such a good deal for pay-per-views.
What if they did it like $24.99 a month?
No, I wouldn't do it.
I would at that point.
It's still cheaper than pay-per-views.
Yeah, you push that $25 mark, and I think I might buy.
Like I would do it for the big pay-per-views, Mania and stuff like that.
You would do it for $19, but you'd not $24.
No, I wouldn't.
19.
Yeah, he said he would do. Bio said he would do it for 19.
No, I did not.
He didn't.
No,
no, I did not.
19.99 would. That's no. 14.99. Maybe. Yeah,
maybe.
$5 more. Yeah. $10 more. For the big pay per views, sure. But for like.
It make you feel any better? I think that's what Canada's paying is $19.99.
Canada's getting ripped the fuck off.
Oh yeah, Canada's getting fucked better. Hard.
I'm paying £6.40 something because I kept my American subscription and it works.
Yeah, but that's still $9.99.
Our money, $9.99, dude.
Yeah,
yeah, but everyone else I know is paying $9.99.
$9.99 pound.
That's because they're idiots.
I did try telling them, but
so all right. So sorry, DRG. We're all, I guess, according to you, we're all WWE marks. So sorry. Go ahead, Wayne.
Here's the last one. The Feast of Five match actually turned out better than I had expected. However, I really hate the concept of the match and wondered what was your least favourite match in wrestling. That's it for me, guys. Hope you have an excellent show. Talk about the WWE. After all, I'm a WWE basher who absolutely hates them. Right, Vamp?
Yep. DRG. Absolutely right, DRG. You're absolutely right. You're a fucking WWE basher that absolutely hates them. You're right. Absolutely. 100%. 100%. Not nearly as bad as RMH, I'll say that. Katie, worst match you've ever seen?
Well, anything with Great Khali, that Punjabi prison match wasn't exactly five-star.
Hey, say Punjabi again.
Punjabi.
All right, just checking. I'm just helping Ant out just a little bit.
It's Punjabi. There's no M.
I don't care how she says it. It sounds like pussy to me.
I don't care how I say it either. It still sucks.
Yeah, there was only two matches. I hated them.
You know, you know how many fucking goddamn wrestling matches, sets they sold of that fucking Punjabi prison?
All of them.
Oh my God. They sold millions of those things, Katie. Millions. I'm not saying you're wrong, Katie, at all. I'm not saying you're wrong.
The toy set garbage. Is more successful than the actual match.
Absolutely, Heavy. You're fucking 100% right. The toy set sold the fuck out.
When I was younger, when it first came out, I wanted it, but I never got it.
God, yes. Anyway, sorry, Katie. Mop.
Worst match ever? I mean, God, there's
so many.
Yeah. let's go with anything with divas in it, other than, like, a handful of matches.
Okay, fair enough. Wayne.
The only sort of matches I hate are where they build up a Raw, and then they go, at the end of the night, bit of Teddy Long syndrome.
Tag team.
We're just gonna mix all these rivalries into a six-man tag. I love the six-man matches with the Shield when they were like in the Wyatts, when it was actually like a part of a faction for a serious reason. But when they just merge multiple feuds together into six-man, that do my head in.
I remember you, me, and Katie tweeting to each other about how excited we were about the fucking six-man tag with the Wyatts versus the Shield. Oh, my
and
God.
They were awesome.
Those Raws were fucking amazing.
Yeah, but
the ones with Evolution,
that is the
too.
Feud.
Yeah, the ones with Evolution,
the issue
too.
I've got is when they merge feuds together.
Yeah. Heavy set?
Alicia Fox versus Melina.
I was going to say that.
No,
You stole mine.
A match concept that I always thought was weird. I figured, like, the Punjabi prison match, it's something that only happened once and they never brought it back. The dog kennel from hell match.
Yes.
Oh my God, that was awful.
I watched it the other week with Kai when he stayed here, and it was funny.
It was funny.
What was the one in WCW where they had the three rings on top of you, or the three cages on top?
The Tower of Doom.
Tower of Doom.
Oh, that was awful.
Tower of Doom.
What was the? I saw the one as well where Kamala got electrocuted in the electric chair.
That was the
Where the switch fell down and
Foley
had to climb up
Kamala.
And flip it back up.
Yeah, it was Abdullah the Butcher. Katie's right.
Same person.
No, it's not the same person. It's Abdullah Butcher. That was a death rights match or something like that, or like
is it an electric
chamber
chair?
Electric chair match is what it was called, I think.
Oh, yeah, that's essentially what he was sitting in.
Yeah.
Chamber of Horrors, and then when he got electrocuted, he stood up at the end and ran off like a fucking little bitch.
Well, and you can't forget about all the Viagra on the poles.
Yeah.
Oh, mine.
Go ahead, Bio.
Viagra on a pole was mine. Mate, fuck that. Gives a shit.
I'm sorry, but with Shivani, his commentary makes that match.
Anything on a pole.
Anything that Vince Russo thought of is my pick.
No, you can't say that because Russo did come up with a whole lot of good ideas.
I don't care.
He came up with some really bad ideas, too.
I don't care.
It's my show. No. I don't like him to get off.
You know why I said that, Mop? I was waiting for that, right?
Vince Russo was good when he had a good filter to go through like Vince McMahon.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. Wayne, go ahead.
Oh, right. We're over to Cat now.
Yep. Thank you, DRG. You're still a cunt. He hates that word. Mop, say cunt.
Cunt?
He hates that word.
Right, can I start the
This is going to be awesome.
Yep, you can start it. Oh, God damn it. I have a feeling this is going to be horrible.
I've already read it.
I'm sure you did. That's why you know it's going to. That's why you know it's coming. Go ahead, Wayne.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
So, shut up. Hey, yo. So for this week's In Devil Vamp History, I present you with the following. January 29th, 1985, Devil Vamp first discovered the cucumber. It was on this day where he first stuck it up his ass, and an act he continues to this very day.
Wait a minute. All that right. Gimmick's already taken.
Gimmick infringement!
Evidently, I took it. Okay, go ahead, Wayne.
Yeah, I bet you did.
January 29th, 1984, Devil Vamp attends his first day of church where he gets sexually assaulted by a priest, which has since led to his hate of all things religious and bring and beings and religion itself.
Did you say 1984?
Yep.
I wasn't even a one.
It's email satire.
I know. I was 11 months old, Kata.
Priests have no limit.
So what you're saying is you started early.
Ah, thank you, Heavy, for saying that. Thank you.
January 30th, 98. Devil Vamp takes up cocksucking to try and save some money for a new Barbie doll. He would charge from as low as a quarter.
All right, next.
So what are you at now?
88. I was 5.
No. How much would it cost now?
Oh,
26 cents.
Absolutely, 26 cents.
He said 98.
I need that penny, buddy. Oh, he said 98?
No, he said a quarter.
He said 88, right, Wayne? 88, 1988.
98. Why are we arguing about the fictional date?
I was 13.
He started at 15. Yeah. Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
January 31st, 1986. Devil Vamp gets bullied by a female at school because he's a weakling and ended up getting a swirly in the toilet.
86? I was in Catholic school. I got more than a swirly. Go ahead.
February 1st, 98. Devil Vamp gets super excited after seeing Triple H crotch chop on WWF Monday Night Raw. And has since worshipped the cock of the future owner of the billion-dollar company.
All right, what you got? What else next? You got something next?
February 3rd, 2001. Devil Vamp gets robbed and held hostage by a Japanese man, Maruhisho Hashimoto. The incident scarred Devil Vamp to the point where he disregards all Asian people, their beliefs, their traditions, their culture, and makes fun of their names.
Yes, he was a horrible. He was a horrible man. He was a horrible. He's a horrible person. Horrible person. I'll never forget his face. He looked just like all the other Asians that I know.
Oh, whoa, that's a bit. February 4th, 2014, Devil Vamp listens to his first episode of Old School at the Movies and falls in love with the voice of a man nicknamed Kev Botrek.
All right, motherfucker, that goes a little bit far.
Devil Vamp tries to deny these urges by sending in tweets to the show saying Kev Botrek sucks in reality, but Vamp wants Kev Botrek's load all over his face.
You little fucking Aussie bitch. All right. There's one thing commenting about my life as a fucking Catholic. There's one thing commenting about my life as a wrestler. But don't you bring fucking Kev Botrek up in this motherfucker. I will fucking come down to fucking New Zealand and whoop your ass with a fucking hobbit hole, bitch.
Right. Can I finish?
And he will, yeah, and he will walk for 3 straight movies.
Yes.
Just to get there.
That's right. I will walk boringly for 3 straight movies just to get there. Go ahead, Wayne.
That's it for the fucking history lesson. Now for you, Devil Vamp. If you don't enjoy having a steady, reliable emailer who wants to contribute to the SNJP, DNSJP, DSJMP, or whatever the fuck you call it, then you can kiss my fucking ass. I'll cut open your throat, pour in some bleach, and sew it shut. And then I'll do the world a favour and sew your fucking mouth shut. You might as well fucking hand the show over to Heavyset as he's here more than you fucking are. And I'll end this by saying you are a total D-A-W-K doc. Kata fucking out.
What's a doc? What's a doc?
Oh,
Kata's
my favorite.
Oh, Kata, my face
hurts. I knew he would get you back.
Kata, all I asked you to do was do something other than a history report. That's it. It's all
wait a minute. Here we go.
Stop fucking sighing. I swear to God. Being an atheist, it just makes you look fucking stupid.
I swear to fucking Christ.
Here's the thing, though. I can understand that from an atheist, but when you say, oh my God, the irony is just enormous.
I'm sorry. That's the way I grew up. It's I can't help it.
But no, for an atheist to say, oh my God.
I can't help it, Heather. That's the way I grew up. I know it. I know that.
Hold on. I'm choking on irony.
Trust me. Every time I say it, I think of it. But I can't help it. That's the way I grew up. That's what happens. You grow up in a fucking bullshit Christian. I'm not here to talk about that. That's a different podcast.
Oh my Triple H. O-M-H-H-H.
Oh, that's a lot, dude.
Oh my Goldberg. Oh my Gold Dust.
Oh my mouse, fucking killing me.
Clip of the fucking week.
That was awesome.
Two twenty-two. Oh my God, we're fucking all right, Wayne. What else you get?
Well, you're not used to shows being this long because you haven't been on a pre-pay-per-view show in how long?
Evidently not. Fucking hell, Kata. All I wanted you to do was something other than history. Jesus Christ! Don't get your fucking sand in your vagina and your tampon pushed up your fucking asshole.
Kata, that's how they all took place in February.
I know, right? No, January.
Kata should do an email like that for all of us now.
Absolutely.
That was great. I'm not.
Who the fuck is fucking up tonight, man?
Kata, oh. I invite you to do me next week.
Do me next week?
Yes.
Can that be the clip of the week?
please let it be.
No.
Be careful, Bio. Be careful. He might really do you. He's from Australia. You never know about these folks.
From Australia?
Australia.
He's New Zealand as well.
I know. He's going to be really pissed.
Get his Tasmanian ass over here.
All right, you ready, guys? And now it's time for Wayne's Water Cooler.
I'm not gonna lie, I've just turned all the links off because I've had enough.
Jesus Christ, Wayne. We're 2:23 into this.
I've literally just turned off. I thought I'd got away without doing it.
Why would you think that? You said you're in for the whole show.
You've really made a good long show as well, haven't you?
I didn't do anything.
It's all.
I'm sorry, Wayne.
That's not you. That's that ginger one, right? I thought got away with really? Someone, and then he made the yeah.
What you got, Wayne?
The ginger one.
Thank you, Taz.
Apparently, it was Taylor Hendricks' fault why this show that was long.
What you got, Wayne?
What we got here? WWE is
also 2 minutes.
According to PW Insider, despite the hashtag cancel, you know, that fucking hashtag trending all throughout the night, many fans attempting to cancel their network subscription, the number apparently wasn't high enough for the company to be at all concerned.
Yeah, because they just reached 1 million.
No shit.
Well, plus I think I read something about Vince refuses to change his mind because he did last year and... Fucking good for him. Fuck these motherfuckers.
Fuck these bitches. Most of them are probably bullshitting anyway, honestly.
There is a few screen caps of people canceling their network, but they'll be back before WrestleMania. Exactly. So who cares?
Here's what they're doing. They're canceling now, resubscribe or rewatch everything in February because it's free, and then they'll come back in March.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Which the next thing is going to be the Royal Rumble to WrestleMania is the next set of figures, so the WrestleMania will cover up any cancellations anyway.
Absolutely. First quarter, baby.
Right. I think it runs January to May, March, something like that.
That's why WrestleMania is in the first quarter.
Yep.
No, it's not.
It's actually not, but it's right on the border.
First quarter. It's what? This year WrestleMania January. Is on the first?
It's on the first, April 1st, right? April or
I think it's March.
It's March. 30th. If it's March, it's March. In the first quarter.
It's not March.
It's been April. It's been April for the last
year. WrestleMania is March 29th this year.
Then it's in the first quarter.
It is the 29th?
Yep.
Yeah.
First quarter. Boom.
Well, I know that.
In years past, they've
Yeah, you know that.
They've always added the numbers from WrestleMania into the first quarter anyways to make it look good.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, it's all good. Go ahead, Wayne. Next story.
WWE is also apparently blaming Philadelphia for the reaction at the Royal Rumble. which is to say they're trying to pass it off as though the city they're in was the biggest problem, not the booking of the players involved.
Because yeah. there's some
agreed.
Agreed. There's some places that do cheer for Roman Reigns. Wow, that was really loud.
Yeah, if they were in LA, if they were in New York, Philadelphia, the big cities, that's your mark city.
Yeah.
I think there's what, three or four cities that would have had the same reaction. It's like Chicago. Yeah.
That was
like maybe Toronto would have that kind of reaction. But most cities, I would say 90%, are going to be a pro Roman Reigns crowd.
I don't know why they didn't do it in Atlanta.
Because no one likes Atlanta.
Fuck you. If they did in Atlanta, they would have had a pro Roman Reigns crowd. They would have had a pro, and they also would have been able to do Raw.
Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, fucking Greenville. Well, we would have gone, dude. We would have gone.
What they had in mind made sense. It was, you know, the Royal Rumble, and then they get to go home, which is Hartford, you know, because they're right there.
Yeah.
The headquarters, and then to Boston.
Yeah, it makes sense, but it also doesn't make sense. But it doesn't make sense because they try to do it during fucking winter.
Dude, they always do it this time of year, though. It's nothing new.
I know.
The blizzard was a freak thing.
Next, yeah, you can't really predict a fucking blizzard.
It wasn't even a blizzard. Go ahead, Wayne. Next story.
Devil Vamp lives in South Carolina, Georgia area. He doesn't know what snow is.
We get an inch here.
I didn't live here all my life, fuckers. I don't have a country accent.
Yet, it's coming.
Go ahead, Wayne.
According to PW Insider, Randy Orton was in Philadelphia last night, but obviously he wasn't used in the Rumble. It's expected he'll return at any time. My God, that poor bloke's been at every show for the last 2 months.
Well, yeah, he's had two different medical procedures in this time off, too. He did the movie, and then he had his septum thing he refixed, and I was thinking he had a shoulder repaired, too.
No, he had a septum.
No, it was just a
septum. Was it just a septum?
Yeah, it was a movie, then it was a septum. Next story, Wayne.
Daniel Bryan's not got an opponent for WrestleMania 31 at the moment.
Next story, Wayne.
There we go.
They're just going to build it now. It's next.
Yeah, they're just going to feel it out, see who is good with it.
They have plenty of time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
63 days, 64 days, 62 days.
Layla provided her own update to her injury status, posting on Twitter that she had a personal surgery. According to PW Insider, there's no timetable for her return.
Who's Layla?
Really?
That explains it. Next.
I forgot. Yeah. Next.
And she got a tube tied. Move on.
Next. Yeah, I'm wondering if it's something like that.
Oh, next. She's got tube.
She got her boobs tied. What?
No, she already had implants. She may have had them taken out though.
Next story.
I'm running out now. That'd be Big Show versus Roman Reigns for Fastlane in a Last Man Standing match
to make Reigns look sure. Strong. Move on.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
This is all expected stuff, man. I mean, like,
there wasn't
cares?
A lot of rumors that the only one that I read that they're open to bringing Bully Ray back full time.
What I read was they were open to, I don't think they offered, but I think they were willing to look into it.
Yeah.
But what would they do with him, though?
They could do a lot with him, but you'd have to book it right, and I think that's why they didn't offer him a full time. They don't know.
He won't be a champion. There's no way.
Well, no, not as a part timer.
Yeah, he may be a.
No, like they were talking about bringing him full time.
He may be a European or an Intercontinental champion. He'll never be a world.
Are they going to bring that European title back? Is that what they're going to do now?
No.
Sorry, I apologize.
No.
A U.S. or an Intercontinental.
I was wondering if Bubba Ray didn't just happen to, like, well, TNA, let's not re-sign because WWE has this coming. As soon as I do the Royal Rumble, I'll come back.
No, he wants to be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Well, he is in the Hall of Fame. He's in the TNA Hall of Fame.
No, how funny would it be if they inducted him into the Hall of Fame this year?
They didn't finish that, did they?
Yeah, they did.
Did?
I think they did on that Japanese show.
Yeah.
Ooh, how big?
Bound for sushi or something. I don't know. Sushi.
DRG is going to kill all of us.
Wasn't that the Wrestle 1 Presents TNA?
Yeah, it was the Wrestle 1 Presents. I'm not going to watch this. Presents.
Wrestle 1
I'm
not Presents Bound for Egg Roll.
I don't care. Presents. no one's watching. Presents. This is the worst pay-per-view of all time. Presents.
I wouldn't say it's the worst, but
even DRG said it was the worst.
Dude, I don't know, man. I remember a Hog Wild that was pretty fucking bad. And an uncensored, was it NWO
uncensored?
Sold out. It was sold out.
NWO sold out, yeah.
How are you going to have a fucking NWO referee and NWO loses every match?
Yeah, they drove through snow getting to the arena, bitches. Yeah.
They had an NWO fucking referee, and NWO lost every damn match.
I know.
Fuck that pay-per-view.
Whatever.
They drove through snow, not a fucking blizzard.
And then they drove dump truck through the arena.
There's no blizzard. Wow, Katie, what is going on with your mic tonight?
I couldn't get through a blizzard because I went to Dairy Queen and got through like a couple of them just earlier
today. I don't know. I don't see the problem either. Wayne, anything else?
I'm done. Stick a fork in me, I'm done.
All right, best of the week real quick, Wayne. We'll let you go.
I'm done.
All right, have a good night, man. Hope your mouth
feels
better.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, Wayne.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay, the first lady.
Best of the week is the triple threat match at Royal Rumble. It was an awesome match. I think Seth Rollins came out an even bigger star, and things can only go up for him.
All right. Mop.
Best of the week is the way they actually handled the cancellation of the live part of Raw. I thought that was perfect.
I would have to agree. Heavy set.
Best of the week, Bubba Ray coming back. I mean, granted, if I don't care if it's a one-off, I think this is the first Rumble in a while that I've tried not to get on the dirt sheets. Sometimes temptation just gets me. I'm like, fuck it, I got to read them. But this, I was like, no, fine. And I was kind of expecting him, but I didn't know for sure. So when he came out, I was surprised.
Biohazard.
Just keep Royal Rumble as a whole. The whole pay-per-view is great, top to bottom. Fuck what canceled WWE Network faggots did.
We don't have to use that word. We can use something else. Say something else.
All right, fuckers.
Cunt.
Fuckers, cunts.
Fuckholes?
They shit all over the pay-per-view. It was a great-ass pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was better than TLC.
Absolutely.
Come on now.
Oh, my fucking God, yes, it was better than TLC.
Survivor Series, it was great. Fuck fuck all them WWE, canceled WWE. Just fucking fuck the IWC.
Biohazard has ever cussed on a WrestleCast. Ever.
I know.
Fucking ever.
This is the most I've cussed in a 2 hour
CM Punk from Colt Cabana's podcast.
For real, son.
And maybe the most he's talked on a WrestleCast podcast.
Heavy set.
Royal Rumble was not better than TLC. I just say that because I was there, so fuck it.
match for match, it was. I would have had it like a singles match or something in Royal Rumble, but card to card.
I'll throw this out. 2014, I don't think there was a really bad, like seriously, like I'm pissed there was a bad pay-per-view during that 2014.
Summer, like
except for the end of that Money in the Bank pay-per-view.
What do you mean?
There was this wrestler named John Cena who pulled down both.
Oh, you're talking about the bet.
Instead of separating the titles, I don't know if you remember that.
It's no, because that was a great match. I still, I lost $20. Yes, I get that. I lost $24, actually. I get that. I had to buy you a fucking shirt, which I bought myself the same shirt. But, the thing is that that was still a good pay-per-view. They were all good pay-per-views. It wasn't like Bound for Glory 2013. I mean, no, sorry, not Bound for Glory. Battleground 2013. Battleground 2013 was fucking horrendous. It was horrendous. It was as bad as Bound for Glory 2014. It was horrendous. But we didn't have that here. We had a great fucking Royal Rumble. Granted, there was no single competition going on, but that's fine.
Yeah, the pay-per-view bottom was good.
We had everybody we wanted in the Royal Rumble, minus
the Blue Meanie.
That's not the person I was going to say. I was going to say Rob Van Dam or, you know, somebody we expected to be in there. Granted, that's the case. But it was a great pay-per-view. If you don't like it, go fuck yourself. If you're paying $44 for a pay-per-view right now, go fuck yourself. You're a fucking idiot and you need to buy the fucking network. If you're RMH and you're watching the Raw after Royal Rumble and you say WWE don't know what they're talking about, go fuck yourself because you don't know what you're talking about.
If WWE did a show like Raw, like what they did this past Raw, like an hour show where they did interviews and things like that, I would love it.
I would love it too.
I I like that they used it as a backup plan.
I do too. Absolutely. It was the only choice they had. It was like 6 hours from the time they knew, or 8 hours from the time they knew that they were closing the roads to the time they knew that they had to put on a fucking show. What the fuck else are you going to do? Are you going to put a past Raw from 6 nights ago or the other night on? No, you're going to put your fucking matches that you just had on.
Turned a negative into a positive.
Absolutely they did.
My only thing would have been that they go, hey, this was like, they could have done more towards the WWE network. Like, I get
your positive. Your only negative is the fact that they didn't pimp their own network out enough.
No,
but they did. They did that on in the bottom corner of the screen. It says available on the WWE network.
No, I meant that, like, they could have just plugged other shows. Like, hey, you could watch this and show.
Oh yeah, okay, I got
clip, a clip from another show or something like that. That was like, that's what I would have added.
I don't disagree with that at all. I think they should advertise NXT more.
They could have done NXT. Like, say, like, they could have put one of the NXT special matches on Raw and said, hey, you can check this out on the network.
That would have been fucking cool.
Yeah, that would have been actually pretty cool. What was that last title match they just had? The three-way.
No, the last one they just had was Sami Zayn versus Adrian Neville.
Yeah, just throw that on there, too. Yeah. Why not?
It's a little long.
Yeah, they had 3 hours to film.
They could have flipped it or something, but like, you could have said, "Hey, watch NXT," or "Hey, check out Monday Night Wars." Or
that's what I was saying on Twitter. Like, fucking, I was saying, let's get the NXT, because NXT boys normally stay around Orlando area. They're NXT area. They're normally ready to go when they're ready to go. So I was saying, let's get some NXT people in the ring and let's fucking broadcast live from NXT for 3 hours. Why the fuck not?
Yeah, they definitely have the capability for it.
Absolutely, they have the capability.
Don't they have to rent that building and it's probably booked or something?
No, they don't. No, that building was made for them. That ring does not come down.
No, it doesn't come down now. But yeah, I there's some kind of an agreement with Full Sail where they use it, but the students run it or some shit.
Yeah, I'm not debating the fact that absolutely there would probably be nobody in the audience. I'm not debating that. There would probably be literally no one in the audience. I mean, it's an hour before or 6 hours. Maybe they could have got some people together. But they got some people, but not everybody.
But showing, hey, watch this from
NXT. This is what's going on the network. Here's what we play on the network every fucking Wednesday. Here's some NXT. Boom. Here's like two matches from NXT. Here's what we play on the network. Here's a quick documentary. Boom. Here's a documentary. And I'm not saying that's the best idea. I'm just saying that's a different idea other than what they put out.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I was saying earlier, is that they could have done that little bit and it would have done a little better.
They could have still had the interviews.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be pointed out, too, of how lucky WWE was to have all this happen in Connecticut of all places.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, they got lucky as fuck.
Yeah, they did. They would have had no interviews. I mean, the John Cena didn't look like he was in the actual. He looked like he was in the arena, not the fucking.
Well, what I understand or what I read, most they did a lot of that stuff before it wasn't live.
Yeah, I know.
Like, the interviews
live,
weren't live.
Yeah, some of them weren't. Some of them were.
Brock Lesnar one, like, he did that. I think he pre-taped that.
Yeah.
And then he left.
I'm thinking they let most of the talent come in, or, you know, and get the fuck out of there before the live part. Just the three guys were there.
Don't forget to mention that Lesnar is going to be on SmackDown this week.
Wait, I thought you left, Wayne. What happened?
I'm just dozing off, and I just remembered Lesnar's going to be on SmackDown Live.
Lesnar's going to be on SmackDown this week, and also Daniel Bryan and Kane are going to have a casket match, which doesn't make any sense, but whatever.
So this is going to be the closest you get to a two-hour Raw would be this episode of SmackDown.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I got a feeling they're going to fucking jam-pack that 2 hours, too.
Oh, yeah, they're going right back to Connecticut to help to give back to the fans that they screwed out of a live SmackDown. It's going to be a fantastic SmackDown. All right. Let us know where you're at. Wayne, where you at?
On my sofa, having a nap.
Heavy set, where you at?
At NFL Easy Picks for the last show of the year.
Biohazard, where you at?
At the Biohazard King.
Katie the First Lady.
At Katie First Lady.
Mop Jockey.
At the Mop Jockey.
The Mop Jockey. Sexy. And I am at Double baby. Vamp. And we are always at DSJNPCOM on Twitter. Guys, I want you to do me a favor. I did this on Cerebral Satire. I want you to do me a favor too. Please let me know if I am going to buy a website for $300. Please let me know if you're going to use that website. We will post all of Wayne's articles on there.
Bullshit.
I will post all of Wayne's articles on there.
Articles of clothing?
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll have blogs on there. We'll have
my soiled underwear.
We will have all kinds of nasty, disgusting things for you to buy as well. Wayne's soiled underwear being one of them. Let us know what you think. If you're going to use the website, let me know at DoubleVamp. DoubleVamp
will sell his cucumber to you.
I will sell my cucumber to you freshly from Kata's mouth. let me know, because I'm getting ready to buy the website. If you want the website, let me know. Just hit me up on Twitter, or hit me up on DSJMP. It's fine either way. Or just email us at DSJMP.com@gmail.com. Have a great week. Everybody say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Goodbye.